Morning Journal. We've made it to Friday, folks. That's the good news. And we've got a three-hour jam-packed program coming your way today. So welcome, 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 welcome. All right, guys, we've got our eyes on a couple of things going on all across the country. Of course, as many of you know, Chuck Schumer's government shutdown is still ongoing, keeping our eye on that. And there's also going to be a massive, massive amount of flights that are going to be grounded. We've reported this yesterday. Obviously, the FAA has grounded about 10% of those commercial flights, and they're canceling those to kind of alleviate a lot of the stress right now onto our air traffic controllers. So we're keeping our eye on that. Also, President Trump is meeting with the Prime Minister of Hungary later today, 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. So we'll keep our eye on that and bring it to you if there's anything important that drops. But we're following a lot of stories. We've been talking about that alleged ISIS terror plot that was expected to happen, we believe, in the Dearborn, Michigan area. Well, there's just been more arrests made, and it comes from, I believe it's Seattle. So there's more individuals who have been arrested. I'll bring you the very latest on that later on in the program as well. Plus, Pete Hegseth actually cracked a very funny joke yesterday at the Patriot Awards. I think you're all going to really like it because he's cracking on the mainstream media. And it was great to sit back and watch yesterday. It had to do with his Signalgate scandal, as many of you guys know. So we'll play that clip for you because it was definitely worth watching. And there's also other things going on in the world, obviously. Media bias, we're going to discuss a little bit about, because folks, again, time and time again, they're trying to blame the shutdown on President Donald Trump, even though it hasn't made its way to his desk yet, the CR I'm referring to. They're still trying to pin this on the president. Doesn't make any sense if you know how government works. It hasn't made its way through the Senate yet, obviously. And they need 60 votes to pass. They need Democrats on board. Democrats are the ones who are holding out, though. So we'll dive into that as we just continue to let this clock go on and on and on. It's very unfortunate, though, for our federal employees who are still missing a paycheck. Also, I know we covered it yesterday extensively, another so-called New York socialist made some insane comments on the New York City Council Board. I'm going to play those clips for you because it has a lot to do with their gang database. She's trying to advocate that the gang members are actually victims because the NYPD is gathering their information. No, seriously, that's what's going on. Also, we have a couple of great guests joining us today. Raw Egg Nationalists will be joining the show today. There's a lot to discuss, especially given the fact that the White House yesterday was announcing a cheaper weight loss method. So they're trying to pump drugs into people. I'm not very happy about this. And the White House pushing, you know, things like semaglutide and a lot of the popular ones. They're making it cheaper for Americans, which sounds good. But even President Trump saying he doesn't know the long-term effects of all of this. So he's at least issued that disclaimer. But again, folks, something to be keeping your eyes on, especially given the fact that one of the executives from one of those companies that was there to make the announcement yesterday passed out during the announcement video. So again, time and time again, we continue to cover all of this. But we also have the Dan Lyman's coming on today too. And we also have Lisa Logan as well. We also have a doctor who's going to be joining us because he has a new study out that I think is really, really fascinating. That study specifically highlighting all of the extremely dangerous side effects of the COVID jab. So we've talked about many of them, but I don't think we've ever focused on the serious brain and spinal cord events that those who have taken the jab have now faced. This is very, very important. This new study has just been pushed out, and I want to make sure that you all see it. So we've got a lot that we're going to discuss on today's show. So don't go anywhere. Stay put. We've got 3 hours of jam-packed content for you, of course. So many great news stories that we're going to report to you that the mainstream media will never talk about. In the meantime, though, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. We have our sale going on right now, 25% off site-wide. That's happening right now over at the alexjonesstore.com. We just got the Alex Jones signature blades in as well. So head on over to the shop, grab those before we sell out, because folks, I can promise you we will sell out very, very soon. Those are great Christmas gifts. Head on over to the Alex Jones store right now and indulge while you still can. We'll be right back with you.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at theyellowshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to the American Journal. Happy Friday, everyone. We're excited that you're all jumping on board with us today. A lot to dig into on this three-hour jam-packed show that we have lined up for you. So we're excited that you're all here, of course. We've got a lineup of great, incredible guests joining us later. We have a doctor jumping on with us to break down a study regarding the COVID jabs. There's new alarming data that's coming in regarding spinal and brain injuries that could possibly take place with those jabs. So again, we're going to cover that, as well as Dan Lyman joining the show as well to break down the very latest up on Infowars.com. Lisa Logan's been doing some digging as well and trying to follow the money, and she'll be joining us also during today's show. And we also have Raw Egg Nationalist jumping on with us today. Now, if you don't know, yesterday at the White House, it was really, really strange. The President of the United States announcing cheaper weight loss drugs. Now, that sounds okay, I guess. Not something I'm really excited about, because again, we don't want to keep pushing people to take weight loss drugs. We want you at home to do it the old fashioned way. So we don't know the long term effects to these weight loss drugs. And so watching one unraveled yesterday at the White House was a little concerning, but at least President Trump did admit that he doesn't know the long term effects. No, he seriously said that. We'll play that soundbite for you in a little bit too. Also, one of the executives from those companies that are pushing these drugs, well, he somehow, some way passed out and fainted. He's okay, according to people who were there. But it's, you know, it's quite strange. When you watch this video, watch RFK Jr. Look how quickly it gets out of there. And you realize, not happening. When your last name is Kennedy and someone passes out to the floor and falls onto the ground, you run. So that's what we saw yesterday unravel at the Oval Office. We'll break that all down, of course, with Raw Egg Nationalist. But we have so much going on right now in regards to the lawfare that is being exposed. So let's do some digging into just that. Yesterday on X, I announced that John Brennan has a lot to be concerned about these days. John Brennan, apparently, the DOJ is actively gearing up to issue multiple grand jury subpoenas as part of an ongoing investigation into the former CIA director. Now, that's according to Fox News. They broke that story yesterday. Apparently, this is all coming out of the Southern District of Florida, where we've heard that there's apparently been investigations going on for quite some time now down there. The focus is on Brennan's role in the investigations of the Russian election interference claims from 2016. The probe follows a criminal referral that came down from DNI's Tulsi Gabbard and a House Judiciary Committee chairman, Jim Jordan, who also submitted that criminal referral. He's urging the DOJ to pursue charges against Brennan. Now, Brennan is currently on an MSNBC national security contributorship role, and he has denied any wrongdoing. It's very clear that we should make that claim, of course, because, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty. You'd have your opinions. We have a lot of opinions over here, but as of right now, he is innocent until proven guilty. All right, I want to turn to that terrorism story that we brought to you a week ago. We brought you a little update, what we knew, but now we're learning more. There's more arrests being made. And I told you when I read the criminal complaint that there were 10 people altogether listed throughout the complaint. Well, it looks like there's more arrests being made this time, though, in Seattle. Take a listen to how this local news station in Seattle breaks down the latest reports and the latest arrests.
It's Syed Ali Mirath, 19 years old, of Kent, Washington, but under investigation for several years now, dating back to when he was a juvenile. The FBI initially speaking to him in 2023 and 2024. He was speaking at the time to a Canadian, this is all according to the charging documents, a Canadian national who Canadian authorities arrested in connection with their support for ISIS. And then in July of this year, the FBI actually contacted Meta, who owns Instagram, and said, we need it on an emergency basis, the communications of this individual, because we think we have a problem. And the problem, as they describe it in their charging documents, is that he was one of the individuals who wanted to travel to Syria and had been communicating in online groups and in messaging platforms, Telegram, all these different platforms, had been messaging with that group of five from Detroit that we've previously reported on this show, as well as the two individuals arrested yesterday in New Jersey. And the big development this afternoon that we can now report is this also involves a number of individuals, at least six in the United Kingdom, in Sweden. Those individuals also apparently wanted to travel to Syria to help out with ISIS.
So given everything you just said and the broad sort of geographic range here, what does this say about ISIS and the state of ISIS?
Well, I think this is the most serious terrorism plot that's been disrupted probably in the last 10 years that's publicly known. And that's coming from law enforcement officials that have been working on this investigation.
And as you heard there, we're learning more and more about this investigation. I just think it's quite strange, though, that the announcement was made prior to all of them being arrested. Sounds extremely dangerous to do just that, right, to announce it. We know this because the individual who was apparently arrested in New Jersey, who may or may have not been communicating with the group, again, these are allegations, nothing has been proven just yet, but that individual was apparently heading to the airport to leave to go to Syria sooner than expected because he saw the reports about his fellow alleged friends in Dearborn who had been arrested. So again, this is why it's really important for the FBI to keep these things under wraps until they've made all the arrests necessary. Now, unfortunately, the FBI director, Ash Patel, decided to blow through that, and he reported on this issue very, very soon without having any details a week ago from today. So again, keep that in mind, folks. This is why it's important to hush, hush. Now, thankfully, obviously, they've made those arrests and nothing looks or appears to have been carried out. But again, deeply, deeply concerning. Also, speaking of concerning, I want to kind of point this out. I know that we had Steve Baker on the show earlier this week, and Steve Baker made several claims of report that was going to come out regarding the J6 pipe bomber. He also did so on the show with Glenn Beck as well. Steve Baker is a good friend of mine. I know it's been very controversial over these last few days because, again, a lot of people want to know who is the pipe bomber. Now, there's a name floating out there on social media, which we have not verified, and so I would not repeat that name or show her alleged image. There's people who are making those claims. Again, I have not seen evidence to prove just that, so we will not make those claims. But I could tell you this. Steve Baker did say that he was going to release the name of the individual who he believes is the pipe bomber yesterday. He said that with Glenn Beck. They have not since released any of those any of the details regarding that. You know, Steve did take the X yesterday saying that they are going to hold off for the time being, and I don't know exactly why. I do know, though, that obviously the intel community does not want things like this coming out. Now, as you see here, this was what Baker dropped yesterday to give you all the update. I know this left a lot of people very upset because they want to know why Steve is holding back. Let me just tell you this, as somebody who knows Steve but doesn't know the whole backstory as to what's going on here, I could tell you that Steve is a great journalist. In fact, Steve is so good at his job that the Biden regime, DOJ, shackled him, put him in handcuffs, and dragged him off because they wanted to throw him in prison for his reporting on January 6th. In fact, we know this because I sat in the courtroom while Steve was let in with his hands in cuffs, and his ankles were obviously also in leg irons as well. They wanted to embarrass Steve because they weren't happy with his reporting. Now, Steve knew that they were going to try to arrest him if he released details regarding perjury during the J6 trial of the Oath Keepers. That was Stuart Rose's trial. But guess what? Steve's a fighter, doesn't care, and he still released the story regarding perjury. And then weeks later, he was arrested. So keep in mind, when Steve says he needs to hold off for a second, there's probably a good reason. He's been the victim of the government prior, and so when he says that he's got to hold off for a moment, probably should hold off. Now, again, there's allegations floating out on the internet, and we will not address those issues. I do not want to echo those because we do not know if this person is guilty. I have not seen any evidence. But Steve is going to get all of his ducks in a row before he gives you an update on this story. And we look forward to doing just that, giving him this platform to make his claims when he does have his report ready to go. I just wanted to make sure we address that because I did see a lot of people were upset with him yesterday for not releasing it. Again, I understand why people don't want you to make those claims. You know, I know a lot of people were on social media were a little upset that he said that he was going to release it. Just don't say it. Just do it. And I understand that. Won't argue there. But I will say this. Steve's a great reporter. When he's ready to release the story, we will give him a platform to do just that and to outline the evidence that he does have. All right, let's turn to the filibuster because I know a lot of people are still talking about this. President Trump, even this morning, was taking the Truth Social to go off on the filibuster itself, and he wasn't happy at all about how so many are trying their very best to not carry through with the filibuster. I want you to listen to clip two because this is President Trump going after the filibuster and telling Republicans exactly what they need to do.
I think it's time for them to end the filibuster and just put everybody back to work. Vote in voter ID, vote in no mail-in voting except for military, far away military, and people that are very sick. I'd like to see one day voting. I'd like to see not 65 days of voting from all over the place. No, I'd like to clean up the elections. The border, we've done a great job. We have a great, strong border now. But I'd like to see new rules on immigration that can be fair and good, you know, but rules that they're never going to get. There's so many things we could put in, including tax cuts that we could get, and we could do it all ourselves. Yeah, but to do that, you have to end the filibuster. The filibuster is, and they'll do it, too. They'll immediately do it. You know, what the Democrats will do is they're going to make Puerto Rico a state. They're going to make D.C. a state. They're going to pack the court. They're going to end up with more electoral votes. They're going to end up with four senators because of the two states. And they're going to do this 100%. They would have done it except Manchin and Sinema got in their way. They would have done it. So if they're going to do it, I would do it. I would do it before them.
Now, again, keep in mind, President Trump has been going off on all of this for quite some time, even this morning putting out two Truth Social posts saying, just say no, nuclear option, terminate the filibuster was one post that he put up about 33 minutes ago. And then he also added this, Republicans terminate the filibuster and bring back the American dream. If you don't do it, the Dems will, and you'll never see office again. So again, President Trump, rightfully so, going off on it. Now, again, I don't even know how honestly to feel about this. I'm going to be very truthful on this. I don't know if it's time to totally nuke the filibuster. I could tell you, though, that Democrats will, without a doubt, do it. We've seen posts from AOC constantly advocating for that, constantly advocating for stacking the courts, because Democrats are being taken over by communists. So I understand where he's coming from on that front. But again, also, I mean, what would add to his argument, too, is Democrats are just out there anyway saying that it's President Trump's fault, the reason why the government shut down right now. So you might as well get whatever you can done at this point. If they think that he should, I would take that as a signing that they do think that he should nuke the filibuster at this point. All right, yesterday was the Patriot Awards over at Fox, and, you know, not too happy with them over there, of course, but it was pretty eventful, the highlights that I did see. I did get a good chuckle, though, this morning when I realized that the Department of War Secretary, Pete Hegseth, had a very funny Signalgate joke, we'll say, to crack. Take a listen.
So many dear friends, so many people I love, so many incredible colleagues. I see Mike Walls. Mike, I'll hit you up on Signal later. Too soon? Come on.
Oh, come on. It's not too soon. You might as well get a little joke in there. You might as well. Good on Pete Hegseth and Mike Waltz for doing just that. Let's shift gears a little bit to the former Prince Andrew. House Democrats have issued a congressional subpoena for Andrew Mountbatten Woodsor. Okay, so that's apparently Prince Andrew. They want him to appear, of course, and to testify regarding his, you know, relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. That's the goal here. This is the letter that was sent out yesterday. We posted about it on X, of course. It's quite the interesting revelation. All of a sudden now Democrats are on board with us going after someone who is alleged to be a pedophile. Again, allegations. But they didn't want to prove those allegations 4 years ago. Why? Isn't that interesting? Now that they're in the minority, they want to learn more about Prince Andrew and his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. But again, why are they all of a sudden now having a bit of courage to go out there and ask these tough, tough questions? I just find the timing, of course, to be politically convenient, I think would be the term. Politically convenient. All right, folks, I'll just say it. Florida just seems to be the answer to everything. Those in Florida have really been doing their very best to push back on the foreigners buying massive amounts of land near our military bases and farms. Talking about China. Can't even do the Trump way. China. We'll say Governor Ron DeSantis. Obviously, he has been the leader of all of this. He's been trying to block the Chinese from being able to purchase land. And they were able to do so, but now it's been dragged through the courts. And it looks like as of yesterday, the U.S. Appeals Court cleared the way for Florida to enforce a law restricting real estate and land purchases by Chinese citizens, rejecting claims that it violates federal law and discriminates against Asians. The 2-1 ruling by the Atlanta-based 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals could encourage other states to begin adopting this so-called alien land laws, which were common but fell off about a quarter of a century ago, it looks like, or a favor a century ago. Again, lawmakers in more than 30 states have passed or introduced bills to restrict foreign property owners here in the United States. Yeah, because guess what? China would never allow you to do this in their country. Now, if you're wondering who's bringing on this type of a lawsuit, the 11th Circuit Court said four Chinese citizens represented by, get this, the ACLU. Lack legal standing to sue over Florida's 2023 law because it applies to people, obviously, in China. Again, folks, we're just following the news, telling you where it lands. This is what's going on right now. That is the appeals court saying, nope, sorry, ACLU. Now, you could probably assume that they're going to keep fighting that battle because it's the ACLU, guys. It's so crazy to me. Let me just give you a little bit of backstory. The ACLU has been absolutely useless to Americans in actually doing what they claim that they do, upholding the Constitution. Now, truth be told, there are many people who were held in solitary confinement. And during the Biden regime years, there were people who were conservative who were held in solitary confinement. Talk about people like Owen Schroyer, Enrique Tarrio, Stuart Rhodes. Well, I reached out to the ACLU when I saw that Owen was being held in solitary confinement. And guess what? They didn't respond. And I reached out to multiple ACLU offices, including the main one. So time and time again, the ACLU claims that it's looking to stand up for those and their constitutional rights, but they only go with one side. That side's usually the enemy of the American people. You see, I've seen in courts that they've advocated for transgender convicted pedophiles. A journalist? No, good luck in solitary. And it's important to know the reason why I reached out to the ACLU as well. The ACLU has a well-documented history of going after the government for solitary confinement, even declaring it as abuse. So they only take sides with the enemy, it looks like. All right, let's turn to this one, because this one's speaking of J6ers and political persecutions. D.C. juries were obviously biased, and nobody was able to get a free, or at least a fair day in court. But remember that man who, now we have to say allegedly, while you look at the video footage, of course, allegedly threw a sandwich at a federal agent? Well, that Washington, D.C. man was found not guilty of misdemeanor assault. Now, again, we've seen the video. Apparently, what do they call it? The old White House, a cheap fake? It must have been a cheap fake. The man you see on your screen there, Sean Dunn, I'm going to read this straight face. This is BBC citing his lawyers. Did not dispute he threw the sandwich on the 10th of August, but argued it was not a criminal act. And of course, when you're in front of a bunch of DC political hacks, liberal hacks, they took Sean Dunn's side. So yeah, not surprising at all. Not surprising at all. So he's found not guilty yesterday of misdemeanor assault. You might as well just get rid of the criminal courts in D.C. and try to find a different venue at this point. I don't even know if you could take these cases outside of D.C. Must be a cheap fake. What you saw there wasn't criminal. Remember that, folks. That wasn't criminal. And apparently a jury agreed with that as well. So much going on today in the world, folks, that we're going to continue to follow, of course. And there's a lot of health things, and I'll jump on this in the next segment as well when we come back from commercial break. But there's a lot regarding MAHA that I wanted to get to as well. Plus, I also want to dive into a little bit of a masterful response from Sydney Sweeney yesterday, because she was asked to disavow white supremacy based on that Gene ad that she ran. And I mean, this woman, this is like the dream woman, I think, for every man, seemed to somehow, some way, just say no. I'm not gonna. The video is amazing. It's been making its way on social media. We'll play it for you here, and you'll get my reaction. That's going to be my new face moving forward, though. When someone asks me a question or tells me to apologize for something I've done, I'm going to practice that Cindy Sweeney look. Yeah, no. No thanks. Apologize for what? We don't back down. And that's what everyone needs to start to do. And we'll also go into how the bias the media is. And you're going to get a good chuckle, because KJP, also known as Karine Jean-Pierre, is out here saying the corporate media isn't tough enough on President Trump. No, she thinks they're throwing softballs. Yeah. It's really hard for me to understand where these people come from, what planet they come from. But it's also not surprising. We'll break down that story too, folks. If you haven't done so already, head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com. We've got our big sale going on right now. It's early Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Sales going on right now. Buy one, get one free on methylene blue. As you see there, it's also going to be 25% off as well site wide. So head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com today and make sure you begin getting your Black Friday sale on now. This is the best way to indulge and get our items before they start to sell out, because they will sell out. So head on over to the Alex Jones store to do just that. There are so many great hoodies also. I've got to start stocking up on these before they do sell out, because these will make for great gifts for my dad and brother. So head on over to the alexjonesstore.com today and make sure you start grabbing up these items. They are great items. And when you do make a purchase over at the Alex Jones store, you support us and you help keep us on air, of course. All right, so we have a jam-packed program for you throughout today's show. Raw Egg Nationalist is going to be joining the show today. He's got a lot to talk about in regards to President Trump pushing weight loss meds onto the American people. He's making them cheaper, making them more affordable, but you'll never guess what President Trump said yesterday. He openly admitted that he doesn't know the long-term effects of things like, you know, Wegrove, I think it's called, and the other big weight loss companies that are pushing out these drugs, these medications. So he openly said just that. Ozempic as well, obviously. So we'll have him on to sound off on all things related to that. Plus, cows are dying due to the anti-fart feed that they're giving them. That's the headline. And we're going to ask Raya Nationalist to explain what that actually means. Plus, Lisa Logan is going to be joining the show, breaking down all of the numbers, the big donors, everyone behind the scenes who are trying their very best to swing our elections here in the United States. Well, apparently it looks like some people aren't very happy with where their money's been going. Data Republican did the breakdown. Lisa Logan also helped with her research as well, so she'll be joining us to break down those numbers. Dan Lyman joining us to break down the latest immigration stories up on Infowars.com right now. And we'll also be joined by a doctor who just did a recent study regarding the COVID jabs. And well, surprise, surprise, there's massive amounts of brain and spinal cord adverse events. Don't go anywhere. We got more to unpack.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss, because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing. But I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine. And he's got some really good formulas put together. And they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. that I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid. So your life's going great.
Yeah.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We got a lot to talk about today. You know, I started my day a little feisty. You follow me on X, you probably saw Nancy Mace is going after an independent journalist and the Daily Mail today. And I figure I'll just tell you a little bit about what's going on. There's accusations going along with Nancy Mace and a group of men. And she made the accusations first when she came out and said that there was a group of men who she believed were sexual predators. Now, those men have since come out very strongly against that, and they have just recently filed a lawsuit against her, one of those individuals. And it's been going back and forth. There's a lot of, like, lawsuits going on. But she's now threatening the journalists who are reporting the lawsuit that was filed against her, talk about the Daily Mail, Colin Rugg. She's threatened to go after them for defamation for reporting on court filings. Now, the Daily Mail is alleging that these court filings were filed yesterday, I believe. And they're claiming that she's claiming that it's defamation for them to report on the court filings. These accusations accuse Nancy Mace of lying about these sexual claims that she's made. Now, again, she's alleging that there's a video involved in all of this. And I'll be very vague, obviously, since this is an ongoing civil matter. And we don't know necessarily 100% who's lying to us and who's telling the truth. So again, we'll kind of play on the fence here, but you know, it's interesting because Nancy Mace did appear on both Stephen Crowder's Louder with Crowder, and she also appeared on OAN's show with Dan Ball. And she made accusations. Stephen Crowder pushed back, but for some reason now Stephen Crowder is being sued because she dropped names on his show. And although I mean, I saw Steven Crowder did push back on those claims. He is still being sued. Steven obviously takes these things very seriously, and as someone who has worked with his team, they do vet things prior, and these were claims that she personally was making, and again, Steven was pushing back on. But again, this will be handled in the civil courts, of course. The reality of it is, though, and the focus that I want to get to is why Nancy Mace, the Congresswoman Nancy Mace, is going after an independent journalist in the Daily Mail and saying she's going to sue them for defamation. Now, listen, they are reporting on a court filing. The Daily Mail claims that they got their hands on the court filing and then outlined what the allegations were in that filing. There's nothing here that is defamation. The media is allowed to report on these things. If it's a court filing, they are allowed to report on it. It is newsworthy. Again, I read the Daily Mail's article. They are citing that court filing. And then Colin Rugg is citing the Daily Mail's court filing because they obtained it exclusively, is what they claimed. So listen, it's very key to understand this. They have every single right to go out there and to cite court filings. It's up to you, the American people, to decide who you believe and who you don't believe. You're entitled to that. But Nancy Mace, as a member of Congress, has no right to go around there and bullying people, journalists specifically, that she's going to sue them for publishing something that is now public record. Again, the Daily Mail claims it was a court filing. They got their hands on it first. That's what they were saying. I don't like to see, regardless of how you feel about the Daily Mail, I don't like to see other outlets being bullied. The news is the news, and we have every right to report that. So she's going out there, and I saw the threats that she was making on their posts. It is just completely alarming. It is disgraceful, in my opinion, and it is disgusting that she thinks that she could get away with it because she told her story, and now she's not allowing any pushback. She's not allowing the other side, in my opinion, to come forward and to tell what they think is the truth here. Now, it's going to be very easy to prove and disprove. Nancy Mace alleged that there was videotapes. There was a, not videotapes, physical videotapes, but there was actual recordings on a phone and on a device that she found. Regardless if it's deleted, you could still track it down. Metadata is forever. And a nice forensic copy of a phone will find it if it's there, if it ever was there. But to go out there and try to go after an independent journalist like Colin Rugg, who does an incredible job, well, I will sit there and defend Colin. I told him not to back down, told him not to delete it, told him you could just put the court filing underneath and you'll be good to go. But again, we have to stand up with the other side of there because independent journalists are constantly being targeted. And it's sad to see that it's coming from a United States congresswoman. It really, really is. She said a lot of things, in my opinion, that have been really, really strange over these last few years. But this one just completely is off the charts. So I wanted to make sure we highlighted that because I don't like watching our fellow journalists getting bullied online. Colin Rugg, actually, I have a lot of credit for Colin Rugg, a lot of respect, I should say. He does an incredible job all the time. All right, let's get back to some of the other news. As I mentioned, folks, yesterday we announced that the FAA was going to be asking these commercial airlines to cut back at least on 10% of their flights. Help alleviate some of the stress. The shutdown is still ongoing. And although Democrats continue to come out here and say, oh, it's President Trump's shutdown, the reality of it is right now, unless they terminate the filibuster, they need Democrats to jump on board in the Senate. And they're not willing to do just that. I think they've at least rejected the CR 14 times now. 14 times. 14 times. Let's turn to something else. RFK Jr. just revealed that he's about to make an announcement regarding new dietary guidelines that will, quote, change America's food culture. Now, obviously, as MAHA fans, that's something that catched our attention. So let's take a listen to clip four and some of the plans RFK Jr. has for us.
President Trump has also instructed us to address and end the root causes of chronic disease. And we're doing that. We're about to release dietary guidelines that are going to change the food culture in this country. They're going to change the kind of food the military gets. They're going to change the kind of food that our children get. We're releasing those in December.
Now, we love to hear that. Of course, the military doesn't get quality food, and they should be getting quality food, given the fact that those are our service members, and they should be in tip-top shape. So I wonder what those new guidelines will be. We look forward to hearing just that. But again, it's worth noting, Americans, when it comes to transparency, we are truly looking for that. And, you know, we're going to keep pushing back and we're going to keep fighting for that. And so, again, We will continue to advocate for transparency in all of our food products, and we'll continue to keep you updated on that. All right, let's switch things up to Sydney Sweeney. I know I told you guys I wanted to talk about that, so let's focus there. Sydney Sweeney, well, she was asked to disavow white supremacy, and she chose not to. Take a listen and take notes as to what Sydney Sweeney did when they tried pushing that onto her.
The criticism of the content, which was basically that maybe specifically in this political climate, like, white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority. Like, that was kind of like the criticism, broadly speaking. And since you are talking about this, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that specifically.
I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear.
Ah, did you hear that? Folks, that is how you answer a question you don't want to answer. As someone who works in media, someone who gets asked questions, that was the classiest way to tell her to go kick rocks. Go kick rocks. It is not Sydney Sweeney's job to have to make those on the left who are extremely sensitive coddle them, push lies. There's no reason for that. Absolutely no reason for that. Absolutely no reason for that. And so, folks, good on Sydney Sweeney for jumping in and doing just that. It was great to sit there and watch. This is what should be trained. Like, this should be like the training video for anyone who wants to answer questions to the media. No, if I want to answer that question, I will answer it myself. And the fact that woman thought she was going to give her a platform, her Instagram page is quite impressive. She's got millions and millions and millions of people who follow her. She doesn't need some frumzy little magazine to sit there and say, we're going to give you our platform to let us know that you're not a racist. No, lady. If I want to say something, I'll say it myself. Don't need you or your crappy little platform. I can admire that. I truly can admire that. Folks, yesterday also, it's worth noting that a judge ordered, you'll never get this. These federal judges are just completely out of control. Completely out of control. Completely out of control. Federal judge in Chicago yesterday issued an injunction restricting federal agents' use of force. Yes, this actually happened. They were going after and saying that Border Patrol officials who are leading the crackdowns, that they have to stop going after these protesters. They call them protesters. I call them rioters, of course, saying that they can't be as, I don't even know how to describe this. They're trying to say that they can't use the force that they want to use. They're claiming that this has been excessive force during the operations that have netted apparently to the over 3,000 arrests. Now, as many of you guys know, DHS has been talking about this. ICE agents, CBP, like they're all having a tough time these days because these liberals who are being funded, obviously, by groups that hate this country are out here and they're trying their very best to stop these mass deportations from happening. They have a very tough job ahead of them. The judge saying, I see little reason for the use of force that federal agents are currently using. I don't find defendant's version of the events to be credible. Oh, did you not see the videos? The individuals who are blocking driveways so that ICE can't do their jobs. The videos of individuals having their cars, the federal agents having their cars pinned. When they're just simply trying to drive through neighborhoods to arrest violent criminals? Yeah. Apparently they can't use excessive force. Well, obviously that's going to get appealed and it's not going to stand. And thankfully, we look forward to that happening. All right, let's talk about a couple of other things as well. Media bias. You guys all know that they have their biases. They pretend like they're not biased, but we all know they are. When it comes to the media coverage regarding the shutdown, no surprise here, ABC, CBS, and NBC News are very favorable to Chuck Schumer. They've made now 83 statements, according to Media Research Center, that are favorable to Chuck Schumer, and only 12 statements favorable to Donald J. Trump. Now, again, this is why education is so important. If you're wondering why it's so important, let me explain. If you understand how the government works, if you understand that Senate Democrats are the one who are holding things up because they will not jump on board with the CR, you understand that this is Chuck Schumer's fault. So why would you provide Chuck Schumer with positive coverage? Well, when you're working on behalf of the Democratic Party and you want to help feed into the narrative, that is exactly what you do. exactly what you do. And again, they say that they've been watching every newscast from October 1st to October 31st across 67 reports and news briefings. 87% of the coverage was favorable to Democrats. No surprising, folks. They are literally brainwashing these people. Speaking of brainwashing, let's go to clip six, because that's where you're going to find the former press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, saying that President Trump receives favorable coverage while Barack Obama had it a little bit tougher. Take a listen.
Is it harder to trust and be trustworthy of a corporate media right now?
I think you said it, corporate media, right? I mean, there's a change in who owns the media, who gets to decide who speaks on behalf of these networks. And I do believe, now to your question about where we are with the media, I think there's a Trump standard. You know, there's a Trump standard that he's just covered differently. And it is insane. I mean, President Obama said it perfectly recently. He said, can you imagine if I did that?
Yep.
Can you imagine? And so there is a double standard there.
You see, she only goes on platforms where her stupidity won't be challenged. I actually might even just put in a request to have her on this show. Because all you have to do is ask her, give me an example. Just give me one example. Give me one real example of what you're talking about here. And you'd find very quickly that she doesn't have an example. Why? Because she, one, is low IQ, is a DEI hire, but also she's making baseless claims. She has nothing to uphold that argument. Folks, we have tons of research, especially through the Media Research Center, which has done an incredible job following all of this, that proves that that is false. You see, most of the media were too afraid to go against the Obama-Biden regime, and so they never pushed back. They gave the best coverage that they could give to those two individuals, pretending like they were actually doing their jobs, but they weren't doing their jobs. They were working against the American people, not for the American people. The KJP has a book that she is looking to push, and she's going to keep pushing it. She's going to keep pushing it. And so again, time and time again, we continue to learn that people like her are full of you-know-what. Speaking of that, clip seven's even worse. There's a woman named Tiffany Cambin. She's a New York City councilwoman. She's absolute garbage. She is a socialist. We talked about this Democratic Socialist for America yesterday, of America yesterday. DSA is their abbreviation. They are a group of communists, but specifically, Tiffany is not a good person. She is someone who I've followed for quite some time now. She is lawless. She is someone who literally doesn't even want prisons to exist. She's advocated for freeing violent criminals. Not a good person. So it's no surprise in clip seven that she's now advocating for gang members. Take a listen.
Pictures on social media shouldn't result in individuals getting imprisoned. So perhaps the black and brown men that find themselves on gang databases based on social media posts shouldn't be there or be arrested based solely on that. In addition, if we're talking about tyranny and consequences for social media posts, I agree. We should have the First Amendment and a free press and make sure that we are not punished for political speech, which is happening right here in this city under a Trump administration.
And if Tiffany had to ask or answer one question in regards to that claim, she would find that there is not a single example she could cite of President Trump going after individuals in New York City for their social media posts. So she's full of it. She's full of it. But let's hover over the idea that gang members who constantly on social media post weapons will post photos of themselves throwing up gang signs, will show their affiliation online. She thinks that shouldn't be used against them. Now her justification, of course, oh, it's the First Amendment. No, it's not the First Amendment, you idiot. We have no problem identifying gang members on social media. No one should have an issue with that. If you're bold enough and stupid enough to post pictures of you with an illegal firearm, of you throwing up a gang sign, you obviously want the world to see it. So why wouldn't you want it to end up in a database? You see, I don't post videos of me at the shooting range. I don't post videos like that. Why? Well, because I don't want people having it. So if you're a smart person and you don't want people having photos and videos of you, don't post it on social. But again, she's not advocating for that. She's advocating for gang members. She doesn't want evidence used against them. She wants them to be free and roaming the streets of New York City. It is only going to get worse because guess what? Her fellow DSA member was just elected to be the mayor of New York City. Mayor. It's worth noting she actually ran to be the Queens DA and lost because she was too radical for Queens, New York. She, in fact, wanted a lawless New York City. She wants to abolish the gang database. This is an evil, 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 evil woman. She is lawless. She does not care. And it's absolutely disturbing to sit back and watch repeatedly. Absolutely disturbing. And again, time and time again, we continue to cover these things. These DSA members, man, they are really, really bad. Speaking of really bad, I want to turn to clip 11. Because three illegals from Honduras are now being accused of running a sex trafficking ring in Louisiana. Take a listen.
The investigation, which began over a year ago, centered on a home where 3 to 5 men at a time would be waiting in line outside. This video shot by the WBRZ shows Homeland Security going in and out of one of the residences where authorities say a sex ring was operating. According to a federal indictment from the Middle District, 3 Honduran nationals were running a sex trafficking operation from that home on Nicholson and another on Astor near LSU. Zyra Lopez Oliva, Jesus Lopez, Kirsis Castellanos Carrington were all indicted this afternoon. Homeland Security began investigating in August of last year and were finally able to make arrests last month after a sting operation confirmed what was going on inside. The indictment says the clientele were given a menu of available women through WhatsApp with prices, usually paying $40 to $60. Some of those women were trafficked from Houston and New Jersey.
Okay, let's be very clear here. This isn't sex trafficking. This is rape trafficking. I hate when we say sex trafficking. It is demeaning and it doesn't really give you the full version of things. No woman wants to be in a situation like that. And it's very likely if we were to talk to those women, they want no part in this. They're probably being held against their will. We need to start doing more to go after the men who are purchasing these victims, as well as the perpetrators who are trafficking them to this country. Remember when President Trump ran the campaign promise that he was going to advocate and be pushing for the death penalty be implemented for those who are trafficking? Well, I'd say that now's a great time to get involved and start doing just that. These people are pure, pure evil. They need to be held accountable. Time and time again, we sit here and we watch these stories, and they happen pretty much every day in this country. It should be alarming. It should be embarrassing that this country is the hub for human trafficking, sex trafficking, rape trafficking, whatever you want to call it. But the reality of it is very few people are willing to step up to the plate. I've got a great group of friends who I know who are trying their very best to help these victims out. But it is a small and thankless job because not many people want to help them. You know, we have Sonia Labosco on the show quite often. I also tell you how she's helping whistleblowers and our air marshals, but she also helps sex trafficking victims. She actually just was able to set up a shop over at the Orlando airport just a few months ago. Sonia Labosco is doing an incredible job at rescuing these victims. And she's doing her very best to help, but she is just one. And it's a much, much larger issue. Now, time and time again, we do hear that this administration is trying their very best to help the victims that were trafficked into this country by the Obama-Biden regime. And sadly, with over, and last time I checked with DHS, they were still saying it was north of 400,000 children that they were unable to locate. Guess what? They're getting a couple of thousand. This is a much larger issue that needs all resources at their fingertips. And it is extremely, extremely disturbing that they don't have that. Now, again, folks, I want to keep reminding you, we will continue to push. We'll continue to ask these questions. But DHS really should, at this point, just make its own special, whether it's like a committee or a group or just some special force that goes out there and finds these children, finds these women. People like Steve Friend, the FBI whistleblower, was very, very optimistic when he was brought back in. He's still waiting, I believe. I have not been able to speak to him because I'm a member of the media. And sadly, our friendship must come to a pause because I don't want him to get fired. Those are the rules over at the FBI. But Steve really wants and wanted to get back to the FBI to go back to finding children, helping them get away from predators. Sadly, I don't think that's the case, and I don't hear from anyone whether they've started this or not. Steve Fremen would make a great person to lead any special task force that would go out there to find these children. There's others too, Aaron Stevenson as well, the DHS whistleblower, who was the first one to tell you that thousands of children were being trafficked into this country, and our own DHS knew about it and did nothing to stop it as they were being handed off to the cartels here. Speaking of that too, the president of Mexico yesterday, well, she was attacked yesterday. Take a look at this video that we're going to play for you because obviously it's disturbing. But there was a man who decided to grope her while she was making a public appearance. And now charges have been allegedly filed. Take a listen. Now, I don't know why she even let that man that close to her at all. And the fact that she's still there, she should have gotten out. You know, obviously, if you're a politician in Mexico, there's been hundreds of them killed. She must have a really good reputation with the cartels because she's very emboldened to be out there. That's for one. Also, that man is a pervert. And those are likely the men who are dragged into our country by the Biden administration because they wanted them here. The fact that he thought it was socially acceptable to feel up on the president of Mexico, and the fact that her response wasn't stronger than that is pretty strange, but I know she's calling for criminal charges, but I mean, come on, girl. You are the president of Mexico. How does your detail not take him to the back and drag him out? Folks, I want to remind you to head on over right now to the AlexJonesStore.com. We have buy one, get one free for this weekend only on methylene blue. Head on over to the shop, grab yourself some of this. It's also 25% off site-wide, of course. We're doing our early Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale right now over at the AlexJonesStore.com. We have some incredible hoodies as well. This all makes for great gifts, like super great gifts. So head on over to the shop. Start stocking up now. We're going to run out of a lot of your popular items, so now is the best time to do that. Don't leave it the very last minute. I know a lot of you do, myself included, but now is the best time to head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com and make sure you buy it up before Christmas. We're just a few weeks away, of course. All right, I've got more to unpack with all of you in just a few moments. You have an incredible guest joining me, so don't go anywhere.
Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set up the new network, all of it. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red, first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. Takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. Take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultra Methylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, /25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment, midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
There is a disturbance in the force. I feel the presence of an invader.
That's right, Vader. I'm taking this Methylene Red to make it available for everyone at thealexjonesstore.com.
excited that you're all jumping on with us today. A lot going on over here as we get ready to kick off the second hour of the show. With turning to my good friend, Raw Egg Nationalist in just a few moments, so don't go anywhere for that. There's a lot going on in the White House yesterday. I told you there was a big announcement coming. Well, it was super late yesterday. It actually didn't happen until the following hour. I know Alex did a great job at covering it, but man, oh man, was I shocked to hear what I heard come from the Oval Office. So they were very excited about making things like Ozempic and Wegovy cheaper. Those are weight loss drugs, of course. Which is good if you think that these drugs are safe. But even President Trump saying yesterday, are they safe? I haven't heard of anything, and he turns to people behind him. Not ideal. We'll play that clip for you in a little bit. But not ideal. Then also just happened to be one of the executives from one of those big pharma companies actually passed out behind him as well. So we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about this, and I'm just going to read the headline for you so you get an understanding. Cows are dying due to anti-fart feed. That's up right now over at Infowars.com. I'll give you the latest with that as well with Raw Egg Nationalist. Plus, Lisa Logan is going to be joining us as well to break down following the money. There's lots of money to be followed in regards to those who are trying to influence our politics. And so she's done a great job of research with Data Republican as well and mapping out where your money is going, of course. She'll join us to discuss just that. Plus, Dan Lyman will also be joining us in the next hour as well. Dan Lyman's been doing an incredible job over at Infowars.com, specifically following all of the things going on with our immigration here in the country. Now, as many of you guys know, we've imported a lot of just horrific human beings. The Trump administration has their work cut out for them trying to get these people out of the country. But there's a lot of pushback, and we reported it to you in the last hour. There's judges even jumping on board and helping these individuals trying to block ICE from doing their jobs. And a Chicago judge just sided with the violent protesters, saying that federal agents cannot use certain law enforcement tactics to push back. So we'll talk about that. Also, we'll be discussing, too, looks like DHS blasts officials, media claiming ICE raided a Chicago daycare center. Dan Lyman's going to be sounding off on that. Plus, we'll be joined by a doctor who has been doing his research in regards to the adverse reactions taking place to the COVID jabs. He's got about 63 serious brain and spinal cord adverse events that he's going to outline for us today that he's just recently uncovered in this new study. Again, this is incredible. Incredible. Time and time again, we're learning more about how horrific these vaccines were in the first place. And I got to stop saying vaccines. They were nothing like an actual vaccine. These were meant to destroy your immune system and so much more. And sadly, that is what is taking place. So many Americans are learning the hard way that lesson. So many Americans. So we'll keep following that. Also, it's important to note that we're going to keep you updated in regards to the Islamic takeover happening in New York City. A viral video was seen by millions of people regarding one of those individuals preaching in New York City. We'll show you the clip. Poor New York City. Poor New York City. It is an Islamic takeover, and they are just, I would say, that one of the big major cities dealing with just that. Sadly, things will not be the same. Head on over, folks, if you haven't done so already, to the alexjonesstore.com. We have buy one, get one free on methylene blue going on right now. Definitely a sale you're going to want to indulge in. Also, it's 25% off site-wide as well. So head on over to the shop, grab yourself some of that. Also, download the app, alexjonesapp.com as well. AlexJonesApp.com as well. That is the way that you are going to be able to stay in touch with us. Let me remind you all that we potentially could have those doors locked at any moment. So if you want to stay in touch with us, that is the best way to do just that. Download the app in advance because you never know. Never know. So head on over, AlexJonesApp.com. All right, a lot more we're going to be unpacking in just a few moments. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. Like I mentioned, Raw Egg Nationalist joining us, as well as Lisa Logan in just a few moments as well. Plus, we'll bring in the very latest on the Islamic takeover of New York City. But don't go anywhere, more to discuss.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at theyellowshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited that you're all jumping on with us today. A lot going on in the world. We want to give you an update on MAHA. Yesterday, we concluded this show. President Donald Trump had a big presser, a big announcement in the Oval Office yesterday, and it was very, very interesting to sit back and listen to. President Trump is excited because he's making weight loss drugs cheaper for Americans. I don't know how to feel about this. I don't think the president even knows how to feel about this. In fact, he had to turn around and like kind of ask, well, what are the long-term effects of all of this? Are people, do you know anyone who's been hurt? And obviously all the big pharmaceutical company directors, executives all said, well, no, we haven't heard of anything. Take a listen for yourself, though, to clip 8 and their response.
So today I'm thrilled to announce that the two world's largest pharmaceutical manufacturers, Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, have agreed to offer their most popular GLP-1 weight loss drug. I call it the fat drug, remember? At drastic discounts, they're very effective drugs. So far, I've never heard anything bad about them. I only hear good about them. It's pretty good. Is there anything bad about them, Bobby? I don't know. I've never heard anything bad.
Someday, maybe it'll come out, which will notify you immediately. But so far, I haven't heard that, including the drugs known as Zepbound and Wegovy, often called Ozempic. This is a triumph for American patients that will save lives and improve the health of millions and millions of Americans. Amazing thing. They are amazing. I want to thank Eli Lilly CEO David Ricks, a friend of mine. We've worked long and hard. He and I got this whole thing started in a way. And Novo Nordisk CEO Mike Doustdar for joining us today. Great, talented people. They make a lot of money. I looked at the money, but they're entitled to the money because the companies are doing very well.
All right, that was pretty gross. I'm not going to lie. They make a lot of money. We've had a lot of problems with pharmaceutical companies and their greed. And they're, you know, obviously deceiving the American people. And the reality of it is yes, Americans are overweight. But the solution isn't big pharmaceutical companies. The solution is fixing the food, which obviously RFK Jr. is on the board with. And it's discouraging people from being lazy. Now, you also may have seen this yesterday during that Oval Office meeting. One of the executives of Novo Nordisk, the pharmaceutical company that makes Ozempic and Wegovy, they passed out. Oh, they are apparently fine and okay. But obviously, that is a very alarming thing to have witnessed. But again, what the heck's going on here? I mean, you can't even write this. This wouldn't even be something you could write in a movie or anything. It's pretty insane. It's pretty insane. Joining me to discuss is Raw Egg Nationalist. He's an author, InfoWars contributor, and he wants America and just the rest of the world to be a healthier version of themselves. He's also the author behind the book, The Last Man, Liberalism and Death of Masculinity, which is available in December. So it's good to have him on board with us today. I want to just say, Raw Egg, that this is something that I found to be quite disturbing. The president pushing pharmaceutical companies, right, instead of actual healthier solutions. I don't think the answer to our obesity crisis is big pharmaceutical companies. I think the solution is to get Americans healthier, get all the chemicals out of our food, and to teach us a more or a better quality of life is the solution here. What did you make yesterday of the big announcement that came from the Oval Office?
Yeah, well, it was quite striking, wasn't it, to see one of the top executives from Novo Nordisk actually collapse after the president had announced that prices were going to be lowered. So just for comparison, I think that a course of Ozempic, Wegovy, which is Novo Nordisk's GLP-1 weight loss drug, in Denmark, and that's where Novo Nordisk is from, I think it's $300 a month, and it's up to 1,000, or it has been up to 1,000 in the US up to this point. So there's absolutely no question that these big companies are making bank off Americans in particular. And in fact, I think the figure is something like 75% of all big pharma profits come from the US. Now, 330 million people in the US out of a global population of 8 billion. So, you know, we're talking a massively, massively disproportionate reliance on pharmaceutical drugs in the US, and it's propping up the entire big pharma edifice. And, you know, these weight loss drugs have already made enormous, enormous amounts of money for the companies that are making them. Novo Nordisk at one point last year was worth more than the entire economy of Denmark, of its native Denmark. I mean, I've made the prediction that actually the weight loss drug company that wins the battle to produce the most effective weight loss drug with the least side effects will be the biggest company in the world within 10 years. It looked like it was going to be Novo Nordisk, but now I think it may very well possibly be Eli Lilly, who make Mounjaro, I believe, which they've come out with some new versions of their drugs, and they look to be more effective and to have less side effects. But yes, you're totally right. I mean, this is a band-aid for the fundamental problem, which is that people are living hugely, hugely unhealthy lives. They're not eating properly. They're not exercising. They're exposed to these horrible, horrible toxic chemicals in the food supply, in the water, even in the air, microplastics, etc. And we need to do something about it. That's what MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, is about. It's about addressing the root causes of this chronic disease epidemic that has, you know, made Americans probably the unhealthiest nation in history, really. It's a sad story, but no, these drugs aren't the solution. They are a band-aid to the bigger problem.
Yeah, and that's the problem here. This is the reason why they're banking on us. They make so much money off of this country because, again, we don't want to be inconvenienced. Everything is about convenience here. And, you know, working out, making better dietary decisions is something that a lot of Americans just don't want to do. I mean, I simply gave up processed foods and went in all in on carnivore and lost 30 pounds myself. So I don't understand how many more times to tell Americans to do this. Like, this is something that's a very serious issue. Processed foods are awful for you. And we add so many chemicals to our foods that we've just got to get a grip on this. It's really outrageous that we haven't done so yet. And I totally disagree with the White House on this front, saying that this should be the top priority, is getting people on weight loss drugs. We don't know the long-term effects of any of these drugs. And although they might help someone who maybe is struggling with their weight issues, this should not be cheerleaded as the solution, because so many Americans have been spoiled. And we see it all the time. They get on these drugs and they're feeling good. They lose a couple of pounds and then they just keep eating like junk. And then they're like, wait, why am I not losing this weight anymore after they get off the weight? And they start get off the medication. They get back on, start gaining more weight. I mean, it's just like, it's the worst thing imaginable that we're encouraging this behavior. And I joke about it all the time, about putting Ozempic in the water because Americans have just become so obese, but it's a bad joke and one that I actually don't truly mean. I just don't understand why Americans don't realize that we are all becoming extremely unhealthy. And I think, you know, here, especially this network, we understand that. That's the reason why Alex has his vitamin line, and that's the reason why he pushes these vitamins out, because he wants Americans to not lean on big pharmaceutical companies as the solution. But again, it's just so discouraging to see coming from our White House, coming from President Trump. And I would have loved to hear RFK Jr. to see if he really, truly supports this, because I don't think he does. I don't think he does. But speaking of how bad food is, I want to talk about the fraud that's been going on. There's been a massive amount of food stamp fraud that's been uncovered And this just seems to make sense. And you put this article up right now over at Infowars.com. And I wanted to highlight this because it's an incredible piece. And specifically, and I can't believe that we haven't found this sooner, but, you know, they told us that there's 42 million Americans on benefits, on the SNAP program. And you've sifted through this. Massive fraud has been taking place on the U.S. government SNAP program, including benefits being paid out to illegal aliens. That's according to Brooke Rollins, who's the Secretary of Agriculture. Rollins linked the massive fraud growth of SNAP under the Biden administration's program to, of course, the buying elections is kind of what he kind of was doing there. I want you to outline this for me because this makes sense. When I heard 42 million people are on this, the first thing I said was there's got to be a bunch of illegal aliens on this. No way that's Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think when Trump got back into power, then the USDA asked every single state in the union to supply its food stamp data to DOGE. They wanted to do an audit. And I think 21 states said, yeah, we'll give you the data. And 29 said no. And I think at least two actually decided to sue the USDA for asking. So there's a red light or red flag right there. Anyway, according to Brooke Rollins, who was interviewed on Fox, and she said, look, we've uncovered enormous, enormous evidence of fraud taking place, including benefits being paid to illegal immigrants, which obviously shouldn't happen. And so it's probable that that's actually what these states, which are almost all likely to be, you know, blue states, are covering up. They're covering up the fact that this is actually, in many respects, a voter buying scheme. And it's not actually too different, really, from something like the Obama phone scheme. If you remember that back sort of 15 years ago when Obama was handing out free mobile phones to people in poor households. You can see why it's actually a very, very effective way actually to buy loyalty, to buy political loyalty. You're feeding people, you know, you're giving them the food that they want. And this is just, I mean, it's just another way in which food really is a political thing. It's not just about health. I mean, these people are being bought off essentially with processed food. That's what most people tend, certainly, you know, in low-income households tend to spend their food money on is processed food. It's a political thing too, you know. I mean, this is actually one of many ways in which the Democrat Party purchases loyalty.
Yeah, we know just that. They've been doing this for far too long and it needs to end. And I'm just completely shocked that Republicans have allowed this to happen so far. And, you know, we played yesterday clips from Josh Hawley, the U.S. Senator from Missouri. He is someone who literally was saying, and I know a lot of people thought he's just advocating for those in his state, but he's literally saying that he wants to reinstate these food stamps for the 42 million people that need it. Again, a lot of this is fraud, and this is the perfect opportunity for the government to go about just requiring handover Social Security numbers for each person who's claiming these benefits so we could vet it ourselves. Force these states to cough up the proof that these are Americans these benefits are going to. And instead, sadly, Republicans like Josh Hawley instead just want to bring back the cash flow for this fraud for everyone. 42 million people. And they keep saying people, and that's the big red flag there. All right, I want to turn to another story you have up right now over on Infowars.com. This one is extremely alarming as well. Hundreds of toxic chemicals found in popular pregnancy and infant clothes. I mean, this one's extremely disturbing. Break down this latest report that you've just posted on Infowars.com.
Yeah, so this was a study that was published in Spain, I believe, and it was conducted in Spain. Researchers looked at popular pregnancy and infant clothing, so not only clothing that would be worn by mothers while they're pregnant, but also, you know, baby clothing and infant clothing. And they tested them for various different chemicals, and they found over 300, I think it was 303 different chemicals, toxic chemicals. And it was crazy as well. It wasn't just maybe some of the toxic chemicals that you would expect, things like, you know, sort of pesticides. It was also things like pharmaceuticals. They found traces of opioids on the clothing. So it's a reminder yet again, I think, of just how how dangerously contaminated not only the food supply is, but also the wider environment. And, you know, these are items of clothing that are supposed to be worn by pregnant mothers and by children. You know, these are vulnerable individuals, especially the children, you know. Children who are exposed to toxic chemicals during these very, very crucial developmental windows in the womb, and also, you know, in the early months and early years of life, there could be permanent effects, especially if we're talking about endocrine disrupting chemicals. So these are basically chemicals that mimic natural hormones, mainly estrogen in particular, and disrupt the crucial balance between testosterone and estrogen in the baby or young child's body and affect sexual development. So it's serious stuff. It's serious stuff. And it's a reminder, I think, as well, that actually, you know, if you want to look after yourself, if you want to look after your family and your loved ones, you have to do your research and you have to be careful, and you actually have to go beyond just looking at the label of the product that you're buying. You need to have an even deeper understanding, I think, of the provenance of the products that you're buying. And that's very difficult. You know, it takes time for people, and it also costs money too. But fundamentally, I think it is worth it. It's worth it with food, obviously, you know, buying organic, buying locally grown produce whose quality you can vouch for. And the same goes for clothing, for bedding. I've talked about contamination of things like diapers as well. You know, I mean, all of these products, unless you're very careful, can actually deliver massive, massive doses of harmful chemicals to your baby, to your infant, at a time when actually, you know, a dose of toxic chemicals could have lifelong effects.
Yeah, and that is something that's deeply concerning. And we keep talking about covering, you know, the autism angle to all of this. I mean, I can only imagine if we actually did some more research on it too, what we'd uncover there with this as well. It's something that I have not even thought of. And I know my friends too, who are raising and starting families now, have not thought about either. So this is definitely something that's really, really important to keep in mind. It just feels like we're on a battle on every front these days though. It's a kind of exhausting, right? Because now you have to worry about your child's clothes, the diapers, the things that are in there, what products you're using to clean your child with. It's just so much. And I really, really hope, and the MAHA movement was one that I support, obviously, and I really hope that we get a grip on all of this and we really start going after these companies that have sacrificed our children just for cheaper products, just for convenience, just to, you know, bring up their revenue stream. I mean, it's just so frustrating that this is what we're fighting right now in this country, but it's one of the many fights that we've now taken on. So this is really insightful and good to know. And also, like, you know, speaking of that, this article gave me a good chuckle today, but it's the reality of how toxic the green movement has been. It was obvious that the anti-fart feed addictive wasn't safe. Now I'll let you say it because I don't even know how to pronounce that, but ultimately we'll just go into this. Now cows are dying because of it. You know, I remember when AOC said it, we were all just kind of like laughing and thinking this was just a really ignorant comment that was made by AOC about cow farts contributing to the carbon in this global epidemic that they've created. Obviously, it's fake. But talk a little bit about this, because the fact that cows are dying is concerning.
Yeah, this is very concerning. So in the 1960s, scientists wanted to reduce levels of methane produced by livestock, sheep and cattle, because they realized that energy efficiency gains could be made. You know, a certain amount of energy from the feed was being turned into methane, in particular into gas. And actually, if you stopped that process, you could end up with more energy going into the cow itself. That means more, or the sheep. That means more meat. That means more milk, more profit. So scientists were experimenting even in the 1960s with reducing methane emissions. But unfortunately, every single thing they tried ended up being toxic. So they were giving sheep chloroform, for example. And although it reduced the levels of methane, it also was toxic to the sheep. Anyway, fast forward to the 2020s, and you've got scientists interested in reducing methane emissions from livestock again because of global warming. So in the interim, in the 1970s, methane was identified as a greenhouse gas. And now we're told, you know, 5% of all greenhouse gas emissions come from livestock. So there's been a big push in recent years to focus on emissions from agriculture, emissions from livestock, and to reduce them somehow in order, you know, to prevent the world from overheating. There's an additive called Bovaer, which is produced by a Swiss company, and it's been licensed for use. It's been licensed as safe for use in, I think, 65 countries worldwide now, in Europe, Brazil, and also in the US. It was licensed for use in 2024, and the USDA put aside nearly $100 million to encourage the adoption of Bovaer by US farmers. Now, there were all sorts of worries about this product and about similar products, because look, the rumen, that's the stomach, the fourth stomach, or one of the four stomachs that's responsible for fermentation in ruminants like sheep and cows, is really a marvel of natural engineering, and it's not something that you tinker with. Well, you tinker with it at your peril. It's a complex system, and even small, well-meaning interventions in a complex system can have terrible effects, terrible unintended consequences. So people had warned, you know, maybe this isn't safe. Do we know that this has been tested? Well, regulators went ahead anyway and approved it, and it's being used around the world. But there have been reports out of Denmark in the last couple of weeks, some really quite worrying reports about cattle collapsing and some even having to be euthanized because they've had this stuff added to their feed. There are videos on social media, you know, of farmers picking up stricken cattle using forklift trucks and taking them to the barn where they've probably had to be euthanized. So there's a big scandal in Denmark at the moment about it. The National Association of Dairy Farmers has got involved, and I think the National Veterinary Association is involved too. They're calling on the Danish government to declare a moratorium on the use of this methane inhibiting chemical. So yeah, I mean, it's worrying, and it's a sign that actually, no, this isn't safe. And if it's not safe for cows, is it safe for humans? But the thing is, of course, you know, we've got this whole climate change narrative, which is really, you know, has taken on a life of its own, and it's used to justify the craziest scientific schemes, not only, you know, giving methane inhibitors to cows, but also geoengineering the planet's climate. So it's actually hard to see whether this evidence in and of itself will be enough to deter governments from using this and from allowing the use of this chemical. In Norway, for example, by 2027, all farmers will have to give this additive to their cows. It's going to be illegal not to give your cow something like Bovaer, some kind of methane inhibiting chemical. So governments are really pushing ahead with this, despite the fact that there always was a significant worry on paper, and that now we actually have good evidence that this chemical and other chemicals like it simply aren't safe.
Yeah. And it's deeply concerning. It's deeply concerning that they're pushing this on to our food products. Again, very little research done into all of this, and they're willing to sacrifice the people all around the world to this little experiment, and we're unwilling to be their patients in this experiment, of course. I want to thank you so much for joining us again today, Raw Egg Nationalist. Thank you for being on the show today, and thank you for all the great work you do over at Infowars.com. So many great reports, and we appreciate all of your work, of course. Folks, I want to remind you to head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, because it's buy one, get one free on methylene blue right now. Head on over to the shop, grab yourself some of that, of course. It's also 25% off site-wide as well. So definitely head on over to the shop, the alexjonesstore.com, and stock up while you still can.
I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You the viewer, you the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested. We sell it, get a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He just hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own theauctionstore.com. It funds the Auction Store Network. It funds this operation and has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. A lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear. We have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, especially get some funds in because they're high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line. All very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there. The widest selection. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's 30 days that started a few days ago of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. All supplies last could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now, theauctionstore.com. Thank you. We can't do it without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all. But let me tell you about this right now. I've been begging for this from our big sponsor at Bigley. They came out with some badass tactical daggers, limited edition, and the trench knives. Those were very popular and sold out. But I said, listen, I don't want to just be T-shirts and supplements, you know, all that great stuff. I want to have the giant selection of every type of knife anybody would want that are high-quality knife brands at reasonable prices. And they've done it. They've got a whole bunch of these amazing knives that have come in. The Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife, quick, flips quick, high-quality stainless steel, composite material, different colors, really an excellent knife. And you would pay this much for this knife or more in stores. And it funds the operation Laser Etch with my little signature, Memento, that you helped fund the operation at the tip of the spear, that you are the tip of the spear. So just so many of these knives. We're really, really proud of these. The Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Blade. Again, it just flicks right out with your finger. So it's equivalent to like a stiletto or switchblade, but it's technically not one, so it's legal everywhere. The Alex Jones.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited that you are all joining us today. A lot going on all around the world. We've been recapping, of course, all the headlines that you need to know about all around the country. Most importantly, though, we're trying to follow the money in regards to those who are looking to influence our elections and completely taint younger generations into voting for, well, what I believe is the communist agenda that they're trying to spread all across this great country. Those that hate us, again, are funding all of that. It is very clear. But Data Republican has been outlining a lot of the research that's gone into just that. And she did an incredible tweet thread yesterday, thanks to the help of I Am Lisa Logan on X. And she joins us now. Lisa Logan's a great researcher, and she's helped map all of this out. It details specifically how they've weaponized, these billionaires have weaponized a lot of these fundraising techniques, of course, to kind of go with the side of, you know, the Biden administration, but most importantly, target people like Charlie Kirk. And so Lisa joins us now. Lisa, thank you for being here. This is an incredible and a very insightful, or enlightening, I guess I should say, thread that's been pieced together here. So walk us through all of the details, because it's quite telling what you guys have found.
Well, thank you for having me again today, Brianna. It's a pleasure to be back on your show. And it is very alarming. The research that myself and SKDoubleDub33 and Data Republican have been basically pulling together to expose what we have uncovered as a color revolution happening on our own American soil. Now, this started way back when Trump got elected. They kind of had a freak out moment. They decided to bring all these disparate groups who normally don't agree on the left, the social justice, the racial justice, the environmental groups, the election reform groups, the, you know, immigration reform groups, all of them together to basically start collaborating to, quote unquote, save democracy from Donald Trump's authoritarianism. And what we have now is a full-fledged movement, including philanthropy, and it's very, very organized to take down America and its systems and institutions.
Yeah, and I want to kind of walk through this because there was, and I'm trying to pull it up right now, there was a meeting that took place, and it's mapped out too in this Twitter thread where they detail specifically what was said and how a lot of the donations that have been given by these billionaires may not be going towards the type of things that they agree with. Take a listen to clip 9.
So I concluded what you concluded, which is, you know, I'm not going to keep doing this work if I can't solve the money problem. So several months ago, I started organizing a meeting, which is now happening in November. And I'm trying to figure out how to talk about it so that I'm not violating conflict. I think I'll just keep it vague. There's a meeting happening in November on the East Coast to which the representatives of the Soros family are invited and coming. Representatives of the Koch family are invited and coming. And 20 other funders are coming who are on the left and right, and who all are appalled at what's happening with their money and what's happening with the country. And we're going to sit them down for 2.5 days at a very prestigious estate of a very wealthy family that will remain nameless. And they're going to sit down and we're going to say to them, how do you feel about how your money's working? How do you feel about the way your millions are being spent? I guarantee you, the Kochs are not very happy with Donald Trump, and the folks on the left are not very happy with what's happening on the progressive side. And they're going to basically start looking at each other and saying, is there some other way we can use our funds? My hope is that after that meeting in the middle of November, I could come back here to the library and say, you know, even the people that we're talking about, that we're saying are the problem, even they are starting to say we've got to do something about it. Because I agree with you that until those people with the millions and billions, until they start thinking a little differently, and they literally felt that they could use their money to get their way, what they're finding out is that their money's not getting their way. They're not getting what they want. And that's the
key. Okay, Lisa, give us a little bit of background story on this, because he's talking about a meeting that takes place with a lot of big funders who are funding this movement. What specifically is going on here?
Well, the man that was speaking in that video is a gentleman named Mark Gerzen. He is kind of an international mediator, and he's worked in all sorts of conflict zones, even with Congress, with the UN, bringing together groups that don't agree to come to consensus. And so normally when you hear organizations like Soros or Koch, there's only one of the brothers now, Charles Koch Institute, which is now Stand Together Trust. They usually don't work together on initiatives. Koch largely funds initiatives on the right. Soros, you know, primarily funds organizations and initiatives on the left. And so he brought them together to say, hey, the way you're funding politics isn't working for our country. Let's collaborate on some solutions. And they brought 20 other philanthropic organizations with them. And what Data Republican does really well in her thread is detail and how that led to the creation of something called the New Pluralists. And that's really kind of the tack of what I'm trying to expose in my recent Substack article, where I talk about the color revolution being disguised as democracy with dignity. Because really what's going on here now is we have different definitions of what democracy is, and pluralism, and dignity. It's all in the eye of the beholder. And so these folks are actually trying to change our constitutional republic, which is really what America is, to a straight democracy, which is mob rule.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. And I'm going through your thread too. Well, I'm going through all of your thread, I guess I should say, because there was a team effort here with all three of you contributing to this. And it's interesting because you guys are also mentioning Joe Biden, which is this demonic. It's burnt in my mind. Whenever I think of Joe Biden now, I think of the speech that he gave and how demonic he looked with the back drop of the red lighting and the soldiers on both sides, and how he decided and declared that extremism was what he was going to go after next. And, you know, Data Republican outlines that 2 weeks after that speech was given, that Joe Biden announced that under We Stand Summit, he announced that they were going to start going after and combating extremism. What was behind that? Because this looks like it's, you guys are linking it to the ADL, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, well, originally the ADL did partner with the group that produced the new pluralists. They also partnered with the Biden administration to basically combat what they called hate-fueled violence through the United We Stand Summit, as did the SPLC. And as we both know, recently the FBI cut ties with ADL because it declared organizations like Turning Point a domestic terrorist or an extremist organization. The SPLC actually went as far as calling it domestic terrorism. And so what happened here is that their strategy to generate what they call democracy is four B's: bridge, block, build, and belonging. And so part of that blocking part is blocking anything that they feel does not vibe with their version of democracy. So that means speech that might contain contempt, like through the Dignity Index's scale to measure speech, groups that might not vibe with their idea of pluralism. In fact, there was a Chronicle of Philanthropy article where they specifically mentioned, like, almost three times, I think, that Turning Point was a hindrance to their efforts to create pluralism, or basically like this one faith mindset. They're trying to get Christians and Muslims to have breakfast together, and the Turning Point organizations just didn't want to. They're like, hey, actually, you know, we're fine where we are. Thank you very much. But, you know, we really believe what we believe, and we don't want to come to the center with these groups as far as our beliefs and values. And so they literally weaponized the American government against groups like Turning Point, mothers who went to school board meetings and protested what was going on in the schools, literally classified regular everyday individuals who believe in liberty and freedom as domestic terrorists.
Yeah, and I want to keep digging into this because this all happened under the Biden administration is the focus here. You guys also mentioned in the thread the Southern Poverty Law Center, which I think is interesting because you have this letter here where they're begging Susan Rice to come on board and to jump on board with the United We Stand Summit. And then you also cite underneath that that Merrick Garland the same day announced a nationwide way to combat hate speech specifically. Talk about the... I would say, in my opinion, that the Southern Poverty Law Center kind of is very interesting. They have been just as bad as the ADL in all of this, but they work behind the scenes on a lot, so I rarely see them get linked into things. I think this is fascinating. But how are they able to, and maybe this is something you know, how are they able to talk and kind of maneuver their way into these key players like Susan Rice, and how are they able to push them forward to get here to do these speeches and stuff? I mean, it's really hard to imagine, and well, not it's not that hard to imagine. I'm lying to myself here, but it's hard to imagine how they had so much pull with these people, and why. I mean, we all know that what their motives are here. We all know that they're not good for this country, and that they have been working aggressively hard to just destroy this country with their policies that they push for. So, how is it that people like Susan Rice are listening to what they have to say potentially? Although I don't know if she actually spoke at the event, but they had access to her, it looks like, just by sending this letter alone. But the Merrick Garland situation, too. I mean, all of this just sounds like a well-thought-through plan to get them all on board with going after Americans for speech and declaring it as extremism.
Yeah, and SPLC has had influence with the White House for a very long time. It's because, I mean, it really grew out of a great idea, right, to protect people from experiencing actual racism. But again, like we've to keep talking about during this interview, they changed what their definition of racism is. The White House actually ended up launching a whole national strategy for countering domestic terrorism that they've never had anything like that before. And again, use different definitions and put people who maybe had biases against certain belief systems as in their other category of being domestic terrorists. But Susan Rice actually organized that event for President Biden. So it's no secret that she was involved. And their letter to her was actually a plea to, hey, you know, can you make this a national strategy for combating terrorism? So hate-fueled violence, it's interesting because they had a bunch of groups there that actually did experience some issues. You know, you had the Sikh temple that was bombed, and you had the, you know, the shootings that happened in different places, but they regretted to also include the victims of the Waukesha Christmas parade murder, where a man drove his car through the Christmas parade and murdered a bunch of people there. And so they're not so inclusive in what they consider hate fueled violence, and that in that way they can classify it as just about anything.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating when we dig through all of this. This is a great thread. Again, to our audience, I want to remind you all to head on over to X right now and dig through all of this, because Data Republican has done an incredible job at just that. And you've done a great job too, Lisa, as well, up on your Substack page as well. So we're thankful for all of this information that you've put at our fingertips. So thank you so much, Lisa Logan, again, for all the incredible research you're doing. We appreciate it as always.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, please, I just urge your audience to look at America 250, because this is where they're going next, and they're going to redefine civics education and make it so that it's a different definition of America. This is literally a color revolution happening on our soil.
Yeah, and it's really scary. I mean, we were covering it yesterday with Trevor Loudon about the DSA angle to all of this, and how they have just been taking over throughout the country. And you don't think it's a big group, because there's about 90,000 members, but it's sweeping some of our biggest cities, and it's going to be felt all across the country as well. So thank you for your continuous work on this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate you emphasizing this work.
Thank you, Lisa. We appreciate it. Thanks, guys. All right, so I wanted to turn to this, because since we're talking about this takeover, we might as well highlight the fact that in New York City, it's been an absolute takeover, and it's devastating to sit back and watch. But the reality of it is this is what we are dealing with right this second. I want to turn to clip 13, because as a Muslim preacher in New York City, and as a New Yorker, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this, and I think many haven't seen this either. And that's the reason why it's garnered about, what is it, 6.6 million views so far. Take a look at this video, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
We're done hiding. We're done. We're done being tortured and hurt and judged. This is the correct religion. This is the religion that all of humanity needs to be a part of, Islam. And we will not stop until it enters every home. So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. It should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. Queens should hear it. Say it as if the Ummah depends on this, my brothers and sisters. La ilaha illallah! Except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, and the God of the last and final prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
All right. Let me think about how I'm going to respond to that, because that's got my blood boiling right now. This is what we've been warning you about. These people do not want to coexist with any other religion. These are people that hate the West. We heard that. Well, it wasn't a preacher. It's a preacher of somebody who is declaring that he's conquered New York City and Islam will enter everyone's home. No, they won't. Islam will not enter everyone's home. Islam is garbage. And the fact that he sat there and just said that really has my blood boiling right now. Folks, I don't know how to emphasize this anymore. This is becoming an Islamic takeover. You just heard what he said. Islam will enter everyone's homes. This isn't people that are trying to coexist and live amongst us. They hate our culture, they hate our way of life, and they want us dead. Now, again, it's not everyone, but what you just heard that man say was the exact plan. We keep telling you that's the plan, that's the plan. But not many people are listening. And it's just infuriating that this is the ongoing problem that we continue to have in this country. Not many people are bold enough to speak out on it, because, well, simply saying what I just said will get them to come after you. We're dealing with people here that are not like you and I. I can coexist with anyone, their religious beliefs. If it's peaceful, I don't care. I'm okay with you doing whatever you want to do. But this isn't peaceful. This is a takeover. And as you heard there, that was them saying that New York City has officially been conquered. Why do we allow this in our country? Why do we allow it? All right, I'm going to shift gears a little bit because we have an update regarding the shutdown. Leader Thun just spoke to the media regarding the latest on this shutdown in clip 15. Take a listen.
President Trump is more than willing to weigh in and to talk to the Democrats about path forward on how to fix the unaffordability and unsustainability problems of Obamacare, a problem the Democrats created. The president's more than willing to help them fix that, but not while the government is being held hostage. All the president's saying is, you know, open up the government, then let's sit down and talk on a path forward. That's been offered up. I mean, I don't know how you can be more reasonable. This is really a handful of Democrats who it's all we need is five to come forward, but they again are being bullied by their leadership, by the far left in this country, and as a consequence of that, you've got troops, men and women in uniform, are going without pay, you've got women and children who are going to be going without WIC and food stamps, you've got people who are working in airlines and airports, as you heard Secretary Duffy say earlier, and flight delays and everything goes with that. The pain is multiplying for the American people, and the Democrats yesterday at their caucus meeting, Dana, we're celebrating it. It was a big pep rally, and I just don't know how you defend that to the American people who are the ones that are suffering.
It's infuriating, again, that they're allowing this to drag on. It's not just affecting those who are federal employees anymore. You know, if you're somebody who had a flight plan, you better check because it's very likely that your flight has been canceled. 10% of flights so far have been reduced all across major, major airports. We're going to play clip 16 for you because moments ago, the American Airlines COO actually spoke out, and he's begging for the federal government to reopen because he says it's really having a drastic effect on aviation. Take a listen.
First thing I want to say is I want to thank all of the federal workers, all of our air traffic controllers, our TSA officers, our CBP officers, and all the people that support them for coming in and working like they are without pay. It is incredible what they're doing and ensuring that our aviation system is safe. Now, I also thank our team who's doing everything during this shutdown here to ensure that we are minimizing the disruption and making sure that our customers are always the center of our focus and attention on how we manage through this. But let me be clear. We need to get the government reopened. We need to get this aviation system back, and I implore our members of Congress to get together and get the government reopened so we can get back to normalcy. Aviation is super critical to this nation. It's super critical to our traveling public.
Yeah, I would say so. It's pretty actually shocking to see the actual map. Again, these are all the major airports that are being affected by all of this. 40 airports, 10% of flights being reduced now because, well, they're really struggling to get air traffic controllers to do their jobs right now because they're not being paid, and you can't blame them. Sean Duffy saying just that yesterday, that although he doesn't want these individuals taking on second jobs, he understands that they have families to feed and they can't sit here and allow this to continue on. But again, Democrats are the ones who are holding out and refusing to come to the table on this CR. I want to switch gears a little bit to New York because Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from New York, has just declared she's running for governor against Kathy Hochul. Take a listen to clip 14 as she announced and attacks the current New York governor.
The Empire State has fallen.
People are just going crazy over the amount of taxes here.
There's no question. New York is facing an affordability crisis.
Escape from New York? The tax base has been fleeing the Empire State.
Top leaders in New York City say a wave of migrant crime has washed over the city. Foreign gang members terrorizing innocent New Yorkers.
Complete disregard for the law.
And Kathy Hochul's failed policies are to blame.
Worst governor in America. Worst governor in America. Worst governor in America.
Kathy Hochul made New York the most unaffordable state in the nation, crushing families with sky-high taxes, unaffordable rent, soaring energy costs, and record-high grocery bills. And cozied up to a defund the police, tax-hiking, anti-Semitic communist.
We came here to remake this state in the image of our people.
But from the ashes of Kathy Hochul's failed policies, New York will rise, like we always do. The spirit of the Empire State cannot be broken. All we need is a courageous leader, ready for the fight. Elise Stefanik will make New York affordable and safe.
People in New York, no matter if you're a Republican, Independent, or Democrat, enough is enough. We are the most unaffordable state in the nation because of single-party Democrat rule led by Kathy Hochul.
As a working mom, congresswoman, and fighter, Elise knows families need more help, and she'll make New York affordable. That's why she authored and passed the largest middle-class tax cut in New York's history. Letting working families keep more of their hard-earned money, Elise will reduce your energy, utility, and grocery bills. She fought woke insanity in our schools, stood proudly with law enforcement, championed small businesses, and will never back down from fighting for New York families. With everything on the line, we need someone who will deliver results and make New York affordable and safe for families and small businesses to not just survive, but thrive. Elise Stefanik will clean up Kathy Hochul's catastrophe and restore New York's greatness. Elise Stefanik for governor. It's time to save New York.
All right. Well, I mean, this would be good because at least, you know, she's going to push back on Madani. But again, New York has been conquered by Democrats. They've intentionally manipulated election laws to make sure that they have a good grip on New York. And again, it's not upstate New York. It's not Long Island. They continue to support Republicans. In fact, they are really moderate on a lot of issues. And so that's why they are red leading in certain areas. But they are being held captive to New York City. New York City continues to vote for horrendous Democrats. And at the state level, it's crushing New York. Again, this is what happens when you send your kids to New York, help pay their rents, and you send them off to college. I mean, they become indoctrinated, and then they just vote horrendous policies and don't understand what this actually means. Again, New York has turned into a dump, and it would be awesome to have a Republican governor, but she's got a quite the battle these days. I know there's been some polls that do show that she is very close to Kathy Hochul when it comes to potentially winning that election. But again, folks, it is an uphill battle, and they have mastered the theft. That's the reason why New York has imported so many illegal aliens and continues to create policies that welcome them to the state. So we hope for the very best. We'll see if there's more Republicans that throw their names into the race. But right now, Kathy Hochul has a challenge, and her challenger is Elise Stefanik. All right, don't go anywhere. We've got more to discuss in just a little bit. Dan Lyman's joined the show. He's got a lot that he's working on over on Infowars.com in regards to our immigration crisis because, well, Joe Biden allowed third world to come on in. And so we'll be discussing that. Plus, we'll be discussing the latest on a new study regarding how many people have been injured specifically by the vaccines. But more importantly, it's causing brain and spinal injuries. So we have a doctor on who will be discussing just that. In the meantime, head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com. McLean Blue is buy one, get one free. And it is 25% off site-wide.
I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing is, already proven, triple tested. We sell it, get it private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to the AlexJonesStore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in here. He's hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation and has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, a lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear. We have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, so we actually get some funds in because they're high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line. All very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there. The widest selection. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's 30 days. It started a few days ago. A Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. While supplies last, could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto shipping. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50%.
We've got so much more to discuss, so thank you for being here. Dan Lyman will join us in just a few moments to break down the very latest in regards to immigration. But I just got some breaking news, and the DOJ is accusing a federal judge of making a mockery out of these separations of power in the latest SNAP appeal. The Trump administration, according to Fox News, has filed a federal appeals trying to block a lower court's decision to force the White House to bring back funding for the SNAP program. That's the food stamps program. Lawyers for the DOJ asked the First Circuit Court of Appeals to temporarily place a stay on an injunction handed down one day earlier. As many of you guys know, yesterday, a federal judge decided to take it upon herself by demanding that the Trump administration reinstate funding for the SNAP program at 100%. Again, how do they pull in that money if they don't have funding for the government? One of the many questions that people refuse to answer. The judge ordered, again, the Agriculture Department to allocate $4 billion to continue providing food stamps to 42 million people. The judge also went after the Trump administration for agreeing to fund just 65% of the SNAP benefits, saying it's likely that SNAP recipients are hungry as we sit here. So, again, more political judges unraveling. Now, again, the DOJ's filing says it's making, it's referring to the judge, makes a mockery of the separations of power, and then goes after and says there is no lawful basis for an order that directs the USDA to somehow find $4 billion. What? And it's couch cushions? That was the DOJ lawyer saying that. Again, I don't understand how you sit here and say that the White House needs to somehow, some way, figure out where they're going to find $4 billion. Again, they're refusing to fund the government, and that's why we're in this situation in the first place. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. These judges are just so out of control. Not sitting here and saying, all right, like, let's prioritize Americans and make sure Americans have funding, at least, for their SNAP benefits. No, no, no. You must fund all 42 million people. And that's the reason why so many states, as you heard, 29 states are withholding this critical information, because they don't want you knowing how many illegal aliens are in our country receiving benefits at your expense, at your expense. So that's the update there. The DOJ looking to appeal that decision and throwing a few punches at that federal judge and their demands. All right, folks, I want to remind you all to head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com. Methylene Blue is buy one, get one free. And it's going on until this weekend. So you're going to want to head on over to the shop right now and make sure you stock up on this, especially because we're out of methylene red right now. So this will be a great one to get right now, of course. And it's also 25% off site-wide. We're kicking off Black Friday and Cyber Monday early over at the AlexJonesStore.com. So make sure you snag some of that. And don't miss out, of course, because this sale will end. That buy one, get one free ends Monday at midnight. So just remember that. Head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com. And if you haven't downloaded the app, I don't know what you're waiting for, but download the app as well right now. If they do decide to lock that front door on us, guess what? We're going to be over at the app. That's the best way to follow us. AlexJonesApp.com. That's AlexJonesApp.com. Do not wait. If you keep pushing it off, you might lose contact with all of us. Just kidding. Follow me on X. But folks, make sure you do just that. All right. We're looking forward to having Dan Lyman on the show because there's a lot going on in regards to a vicious attack by an illegal alien who just also happens to be a pedophile as well. No surprise there. Joe Biden exclusively brought in the worst of the worst. And now the Trump administration has to go find all of these perverts. You know, I exclusively told you guys that it's not even funny because there's so many victims, actually. I exclusively told you guys that the Biden regime allowed illegal aliens into our country and to fly on commercial flights by simply showing their sex offender paperwork. That was their paperwork to ID them because they didn't have any government IDs. Yeah, no, that seriously happened. So again, this is not surprising that DHS is having these encounters with these pedophiles. Not surprising at all because of Joe Biden. So more to discuss in just a moment. Dan Lyman jumping on with us. So do not go anywhere. More on the American Journal next.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal, kicking off third hour of the program with a lot of stories to unpack and a lot of stories you won't see in the corporate media because they're a bunch of cowards and they're too afraid to talk about it. Dan Lyman joining me in just a few moments. And then after Dan Lyman, we're going to have a doctor on the program who is going to break down a new study that shows an alarming number of brain and spinal events, adverse events that took place after people took that COVID jab. So I'll break that down to you in just a few moments. But first, let's talk about immigration, because as many of you guys know, the Biden regime allowed millions of illegal aliens into our country, even knowing that a lot of these individuals were convicted pedophiles. They didn't care. Convicted sex offenders. They didn't care. They let them into our country at your expense, of course. And now, well, the Trump administration has the burden of trying to get rid of these people and catch them before they reoffend. And it's been a dangerous one. There's a new story up on Infowars.com right now, and it comes to us from the very great reporter, Mr. Dan Lyman. It highlights a vicious attack that took place against an ICE agent and involved, surprise, surprise, an illegal alien who just also happens to be a pedophile. So joining us to understand what this all means is Dan Lyman. He's one of the incredible reporters over at Infowars.com and also one of the great minds behind Border Hawk as well. And he's with us now. Dan, thanks for being here. All right. So no surprise, right? We're seeing these, and they're kind of gruesome. This photo itself of the aftermath of an ICE agent's face. And they're alleging that this pedophile, who just happens to be in the country illegally, according to DHS, assaulted this ICE agent. And it's resulted in this just gruesome injury. What are some of the details behind the story?
Yeah, this one's nasty. And I'm very glad that they put out the photos like this, even though they're a little hard to look at, because people need to see just how aggressive and dangerous these illegals are when they're faced with apprehension in many cases. And so this happened in the Houston area. ICE Houston has been very active. They've launched several operations this year where they've been rounding up more than 1,000 illegals at a clip. And in many cases, these illegals have very serious criminal backgrounds. And so they just announced a couple days ago that they've been running another operation, and they rounded up another 1,500 or so illegals. And in this case, this was a Salvadoran illegal. This guy has been deported twice. So as we hear in so many cases, these people have already been removed from the country. They sneak back in. They get removed again. So it's like this revolving door of this criminal illegals coming in and out of the country. So this guy's from El Salvador. He was previously deported in 2013 and then snuck back into the country, was deported again in 2020. His criminal background includes just absolutely heinous crimes, including sexual assault of a child under 17, several DUIs, child fondling, and illegally entering the U.S. at least 3 times now. And so when they were taking him into custody, he apparently used a hot metal coffee mug to smash this agent in the face repeatedly, burning the agent's face. And then, as you see, this horrific, gruesome lip injury. that required 13 stitches to close up. And so obviously this guy's in custody now. They say that anyone who attacks ICE agents or federal immigration agents will face the full hammer of the law. But what that means is unclear, if it'll be this person's going to go to jail for a while and then get deported, or if they're just going to get deported. So it remains to be seen in this case what happens. But as we've talked about many times, assaults and attacks on ICE agents and Border Patrol agents across the country are up more than 1,000% over last year. And that's that number is actually a couple months old. I would imagine it's even higher at this point.
Yeah, and it's so crazy to me. It's so crazy to me that we've allowed this to happen. And just to highlight again, due to the government shutdown, ICE agents aren't being paid right now. So not only does he have to deal with this type of garbage, but he also has to deal with the fact that he's not getting a paycheck. And it's just so insane that this is what they're going through. Again, we've allowed the worst of the worst into this country, criminals, violent criminals, and it's thanks to the Biden regime. They allowed all these foreign countries to dump their prisons and their inmates all into our country. And this is the type of garbage we have to deal with. I want to talk about more garbage, of course, because ICE was forced to shoot a suspect who attempted to ram agents during a traffic stop in California. Now, this is a reoccurring, I feel like, event in California, of course. But we've got this great story that you've put up and kind of walking us through all of it. Give us some of the backstory on this stop.
Yep. So this one happened in San Bernardino County last week on Thursday, and then information just came out about it a couple of days later. What we're seeing in a lot of cases is this is kind of like a local story where there'll be ICE activity, there'll be a shooting, there'll be a ramming, and local media will pick it up on the spot, of course, because it's happening in their area. But then a couple of days later, we'll start to get the full story out of the federal government as to what the background is. And we're going to get into this in a minute with another story, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But the initial reports from local media, mainstream media, are always totally disingenuous, often obfuscating key details about these stories. So in this one, ICE was pulling over a guy in a suspected illegal alien or a targeted, you know, they know where these people are. We actually just embedded with ICE, and they know exactly who they're going after in many cases. So they'll know details about the suspect. They'll know, you know, where they come from, what their criminal background is, and they know what kind of vehicle they drive. So in many cases, they know exactly who they're going after. These are not just randomized sweeps happening all the time. And so specifically in this case, they knew exactly who they were going after, an illegal alien. And they pulled this guy over in San Bernardino County. I believe it was Ontario area. Yes, in Ontario. And so while they were preparing to take this guy into custody, another guy drove up and started yelling at them, harassing them, interfering in their operation. And then this guy reversed his vehicle at high speed at an agent, and the agent was forced to open fire on him. And so he actually struck this guy in the shoulder, and the guy drove off. He lived in a nearby mobile home park, with his family. And apparently ran into the mobile home, let his brother know that he'd been shot in the shoulder. The family drove him to the hospital where he was treated, and then he was released into ICE custody and was arrested and charged with assaulting a federal officer. And then he was released on $10,000 bond, with an ankle monitor. And so this is just one of so many cases like this where we're seeing radical leftists, we're seeing illegal aliens. This guy's immigration background is actually unclear. His name is Jimenez. There are tons and tons, millions of illegal aliens in California, so we don't know where he's from. But this is happening over and over and over again, where federal immigration authorities are in the process of targeted enforcement, and they are being ambushed by civilians, by illegals, by radical leftists, by domestic terrorists, while they're in the middle of an operation. And so it's getting very dangerous out there for these guys.
Well, Dan, I mean, it's important to highlight the fact that a lot of these people are sitting here watching the mainstream media, and they're believing the narrative that these ICE agents are just kidnapping people off the streets. And we're going to play this next audio clip, too, because there's another individual who believes that ICE is literally killing people. Listen to clip 10, because this is why so many people across this country are becoming radicalized, because they truly do believe that ICE has become this operation that's just going around grabbing people off the streets and also killing people. Take a listen.
So alert our neighbors that ICE and the modern day Nazis are coming to tear our families apart. And to those who enable this cruelty, we condemn you. We condemn Kristi Noem, Greg Bombino. We condemn every politician, every agent, every single American who stays silent watching children who are being caged, people who are being murdered by these ICE agents. But hear me now, and hear me clearly. With the blood of Emiliano Zapata, Pancho Villa, running through my veins, I will never, never live on my knees for a clown.
All right. I mean, I guess he thought that was a powerful speech, but he just sounded illiterate. Dan, what do you think of all of this? Because, again, he's referring to these ICE agents as Nazis, modern-day Nazis, I believe was his exact term in that. And he's also sitting here trying to pretend like they're being kidnapped. That's not what ICE is doing. ICE is going after the worst of the worst and people who broke our immigration laws who don't belong in here. I'm sure he's probably one of them, maybe.
Very possible. So we looked into this guy a little bit. His name is Baltazar Enriquez. He's from Chicago area. He's not a nobody. He's not just some random guy off the street. He was speaking at the Refuse Fascism rally that happened on the National Mall in D.C. A couple days ago. And we actually had our reporter on the ground. Our White House correspondent, Wood, was there covering this. He wanted to see what was going on. And actually, amazingly, despite the fact that Antifa has been declared a domestic terrorist organization, they were out there in full force with actually a registration booth, which might have been a bit of a troll, but they were selling books there. We were able to purchase some books to see what Antifa is up to and flying their flag. So even though they've been declared a DTO, apparently the administration is not prioritizing just scooping them off of the National Mall. But anyways, this guy was speaking there. He's actually from Chicago. He is a community organizer there. And just a quick scan of what he's up to in Chicago is every leftist to communist agenda, you know, bullet point he's advancing and agitating for in Chicago, including, of course, resistance to ICE. And he is the president of, I got to find the name of this organization here, Little Village Community Council in Chicago. And one of the things that these people get into is that they participate in what they call rapid response teams on the ground. So if ICE is going into, for instance, Little Village, he or his people will alert the local community and they will come out in force to obstruct, impede, yell at, attack, assault ICE officers, Border Patrol officers in their neighborhoods. And so he was apparently invited to speak at the DC rally here along with his cohorts. And he said, it's okay. We know how to fight. We're not scared. If they bring 100 of them, we're going to bring 1,000 of us. If they bring 1,000 of them, we're going to bring 10,000 of us. We will fight back every minute in every moment in Little Village. They have come here to terrorize us and put fear in my city, and we say F you, he said. So this is a radical open borders militant. We don't know where he comes from. He definitely sounds very low IQ and doesn't sound like English is his first language. So I think he should be investigated for anti-American activities. That's for sure. Possibly organizing domestic terrorism on the ground. And then probably his immigration background as well. But this is just one of many people who are orchestrating what is turning into quite a battle in the Windy City. And this is playing out, of course, in other cities across America. We see that the administration has turned its eye on Chicago and had launched Operation Midway Blitz about 2 months ago. And in many ways, it's been successful. They've been pulling criminal illegals and illegals off the streets. But in other ways, you see, in some ways, they're outnumbered. I mean, these agents, of course, are well-armed and they're, you know, they're capable of extracting themselves from pretty difficult situations in most cases. But you see what's going on. We've been told by some of our sources that some of these rammings, specifically in Chicago, are not necessarily kind of organic lunatics on the streets. There might be a little bit more to it. There might be gang involvement. There might be chop shops where these vehicles are actually being brought into after they're stolen and then repurposed as ramming projectiles, missiles to be used against agents in the streets. And so we think this is a bit more organized than just a bunch of lunatics out there. And then, of course, there are plenty of lunatics out there. You see just incredible videos out of the Chicago area, out of Sanctuary State, Illinois, where Operation Midway Blitz is going on, where you see women standing in front of ICE vehicles trying to literally stop them with their bodies. You see them attacking agents trying to rip their masks off. And so this has really turned into a battleground in Chicago. And I don't think that it portends well for the future of the mass deportation agenda with the way that the judges, the courts are getting involved and really hamstringing the operation there and trying to force Gregory Bovino to show up every day for, you know, in-person reporting to judges, wearing body cams. If this is how it plays out across the country with these kind of impediments and then this literal violent resistance on the ground. I mean, we're going to see 4 years of nonstop civil war conditions in many cities across the country.
Yeah, and I think that's likely going to be the case. And I kind of want to get your take on this, Dan. I don't understand. I haven't seen any of this, or I didn't see any of this happening under the Obama years, nor did I see it happening under the Biden years. But we all know that Obama was the mass deportator. I mean, this guy was like literally shipping these illegal aliens out by the millions, beating President Trump's numbers in his first term. Were any of these groups organized during those years, or is this something that's just recently come together?
Well, one of the things about the Obama era, and this happens with every administration, including the current administration, is that in many ways they find ways to cook the books on the numbers. And so my understanding about the Obama years was that many of these deportations really amounted to little more than pushbacks at the border. So we encounter you at the border, we send you right back over. We encounter you at sea, we send you right back to your country of origin or wherever you departed from. And so very little of the Obama deportation agenda was actual on the ground, you know, pulling people out of their cars and throwing them into an ICE vehicle and processing them and flying them out of the country. That's one thing this administration is doing a lot of, probably more than any prior administration, is literal interior enforcement, finding illegals, in most cases criminal illegals, and getting them out of the country, as opposed to pushing them back at the border. And that's really what I think a lot of the Obama numbers amounted to. But of course, we saw very little resistance against the Obama agenda, particularly from the radical left, more from the Tea Party conservatives. And I think many of them would have said the deportations simply aren't enough during that era. And many of us are still saying the deportations still aren't enough.
Yeah, no, they're not enough. But, you know, the Trump administration had to work cut out for them. They have to expand the courts. They have to get these new ICE agents on board. They said they have over 100,000 applicants. But obviously the government's not being funded right now. And so that is definitely one of the many uphill battles they have to fight. Speaking of that, I know we're in the Chicago area. So let's keep it there. You also have this story up on Infowars.com right now. DHS blasts officials and the media for claiming that ICE raided Chicago daycare. Now, again, when I saw this story, it was kind of like a chuckle for me because I knew exactly what they were doing here. They were lying to the American people. But tell us a little bit about this story, too, because it's not what the mainstream media wanted the American people to believe.
No, and this is what we just touched on with the Ontario story, but we're actually encountering multiple stories like this every day. So you get the first videos come out on social media. The person who shot it will give their account of what was going on, and immediately local officials, elected officials, and the mainstream media will pounce on whatever that narrative is if it fits with their narrative. So they will amplify what they claim happened during this quote-unquote arrest, this apprehension, or whichever one they're weighing in on, until all the facts come out. And that's one thing this administration has done a really good job of, particularly DHS, is laying out the facts, correcting the mainstream narrative, pushing back against that. And in some ways, that's what we're doing at InfoWars as well, you know, on a daily basis, is pushing back against the mainstream narrative in individual cases. So when I covered this story yesterday, I had to pick between a couple of different stories that were very similar. This is the one I landed on. And so in this case, this woman is an illegal alien from Colombia who was released into the interior after crossing the southern border in 2023, of course, by the Biden regime. And she's apparently been in the country ever since. She lives in the Chicago area, apparently. Last month, she paid, apparently, to have her two teenage children smuggled across the southern border. And many will be surprised to learn that they came in as unaccompanied minors and were relocated to Chicago by the Trump administration and placed temporarily into detention there. I don't know if they've been reunited with their mother. You kind of have to wonder what's going on there. What are we doing about the unaccompanied minors right now that are coming across? Why are we bringing them into the U.S.? Why are we reuniting them with an illegal alien mother in the country, apparently, rather than sending them back to where they came from? But that's a story for another day. This woman was pulled over during targeted enforcement, as we talked about earlier. The agents knew exactly who they were going for. She was actually in a vehicle being driven by a male accomplice. His immigration background and criminal history remain unclear. They said they're going to be bringing those details to light soon. But instead of complying with ICE, they actually raced to what is apparently this woman's place of employment, which is a preschool daycare center in the Chicago area. and she attempted to run into the building. And apparently it's kind of a double door system at this strip mall where it's located, or wherever it was, at this business. And the employees locked the interior doors after she got inside, after they saw law enforcement grappling with her, apparently. And so she was locked into kind of the vestibule area of the building, and they pulled her back outside, arrested her, took her into custody, as well as the male accomplice. She apparently lied multiple times during her encounter, saying she didn't know who the guy was. She didn't know whose vehicle it was. Apparently it was her vehicle. And so the local officials, we have Chuy Garcia, we have multiple Illinois Congress people that are, have been pushing this narrative that ICE went in, stormed a daycare, targeted a daycare, and ripped a teacher out of the room and arrested this poor innocent woman. And the school has actually pushed back against ICE as well. They've closed the school until next week. They've pushed back against DHS, saying this was basically barbaric tactics. They didn't show up with a judicial warrant. This was unacceptable. But what's amazing is no one's talking about the fact that apparently this daycare or preschool hired an illegal alien to care for very young children, instruct and care for them. Very troubling. You have to wonder if the parents were aware of that or not. The school made no mention of that in their statement. They just basically backed this lady and attacked ICE for arresting her. So she's in custody now, and the NDHS has pushed back against the initial reports that, you know, ICE raided a daycare in Chicago.
Yeah, and I remember when it happened too in California, and there was an alleged sex offender there as well, working and I think living, it was in a, it was a home as well. So I remember that was just a couple of months ago. So, you know, people who want to sit there and give their fake outrage realize something. If ICE didn't go over there and save those children who were in the same home, the same building as a sex offender, gosh, only knows what could have happened there. I mean, it's just so upsetting that this is what the left continues to push, and how the media is just so cooperative on that front. Dan Lyman, thank you for all the incredible work you're doing. I know you're doing a great job over at Infowars.com. And there's so much lies out there. You know, it's one of my favorite platforms to go to when I'm trying to sift through the lies. But most importantly, too, you guys highlight all the great work that ICE is doing, and we really should be supporting them as well. And you do a great job, too, on BorderHawk.news as well. So I want to remind our audience that Dan Lyman, thank you so very much. We appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Brianna. Have a great day.
You as well, my friend. You as well. All right, guys. So we're going to be discussing a little bit later in the show. We're going to be talking about how there is a new study out there that highlights the long-term issues regarding the COVID jabs, but most importantly, there are 63 serious brain and spinal cord adverse events that have taken place in a new peer-reviewed study. We're going to be joined by one doctor who is going to break all of that down for us, because I've heard a lot of issues related to the COVID jabs, obviously, but this one is new to me, so I can't wait to hear about that. So we'll get there soon. I'm also going to be in a little bit playing a soundbite for you, because it appears that Eric Holder is actually listing his plan to stack the Supreme Court. That's one of the big pushes that Democrats are aiming for. So I guess he's saying the quiet part out loud. So we'll have that soundbite for you when we come back from the commercial break. For the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. Methylene Blue is on sale. Buy one, get one free, of course. That's going on right now. It's also 25% off site-wide over at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, this is only going to last until Monday at midnight. So you don't want to miss out on this offer. Head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com right this very second, because we've got a lot going on over there. Folks, I'm keeping my eye on that Nancy Mace story that I was kind of sounding off about earlier in the show. Fox News is also reporting about the lawsuit that has been filed against Mace. Again, this was reported originally by the Daily Mail. They claim that they exclusively obtained the court filings first of a man who's accusing Nancy Mace of lying and making up a false story about her, about him regarding a sexual assault. Again, Nancy Mace has been very vocal about it. I've told you all about it. It's interesting to sit back and watch as it unravels, but she did issue threats to sue the Daily Mail and to sue an independent journalist for simply citing what was in a court filing. So Fox News now jumping into that by detailing the claims that were made again. Let's see. She threatened to sue the Daily Mail and this independent journalist, but will she go after Fox News? I don't think Nancy Mace is going to want to keep picking these fights with these mainstream media outlets as well as these independent journalists. That's my gut feeling there. We'll keep discussing as it develops, but don't go anywhere. There's more to discuss on the American Journal next.
Harrison. I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it. And it has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's
for
good,
me.
Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
Are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones picture is on, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones until I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid. So, your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish Sea Moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back. The American Journal, we're excited to have you guys on here. Of course, a lot going on all around the country. We've been kind of recapping what's been going on. But I don't want to shift your attention away from the results of the COVID jabs. As many of you guys know, somebody who lost their job over this is something that I'm very passionate about, and uncovering what is actually happening to those that did take these jabs is a top priority, and we're learning more and more about it every single day. There's a new study out, and I found this on X yesterday, and I haven't heard about this angle in regards to the serious brain and spinal cord adverse events that have taken place for those who have taken the jabs. Now, obviously, this is something that is very, very important to us. And joining us now is Nicholas Hulsker. He, of course, is an epidemiologist and administrator at the McCullough Foundation. And he outlines all of this over at thefocalpoints.com, which is a Substack page where they outline and they push and they promote all of these really important studies that you should all look into. I want to thank you for being here, Nicholas, and kind of wanting to give you the stage here to walk us through this new study that you guys have released. It just kind of outlines, again, these brainal and spinal cord adverse events. And obviously there's now 63 links here that I want to just say that's very, very alarming. So what are some of the details behind this?
Yes, well, thanks for having me. And yeah, this study is very, very, very alarming. So what we did was we looked in the vaccine adverse events reporting system back from the 90s all the way up until 2024. And we compared how much more likely adverse events were occurring with the COVID shots compared to the flu shots or all the other vaccines since the 90s. When it occurs two times more often, that's defined by the CDC and FDA as a serious safety signal. We identified 63 of these serious safety signals, and they include all sorts of very bad adverse events for the brain and spinal cord, such as meningitis. So inflammation of the brain's protective barrier, such as encephalitis, inflammation of the brain itself, spinal cord inflammation, myelitis, Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, the human equivalent of mad cow disease. This was 800 times more likely with the COVID shots compared to all of these others. And so it's inducing this protein misfolding in the brain, this prion-like disease. These infectious proteins are propagating in the central nervous system. So this is very, very serious. We identified brain, central nervous system, brain, and spinal cord abscesses, these pus-filled lesions filled with infection. So what appears to be happening, and also demyelination syndromes, these are when the protective sheath on your neurons becomes destroyed. So it literally wipes those out. And then herpes reactivations in the central nervous system as well. So why this is happening, we identified, is because the blood-brain barrier is literally becoming destroyed. It's allowing these pathogens, the vaccine mRNA, lipid nanoparticles, the spike proteins, the frame-shifted proteins, and the misfolded prion-like proteins, these amyloidogenic proteins, to enter the brain from the blood. So this is very, very serious. And we have to remember 80% of Americans took at least one dose of these injections. So this is not something to play around about. And this explains why a recent study came out about a month ago that cognitive impairment is skyrocketing in America right now. It's not going down. It's just skyrocketing. A study by Dr. James Thorpe and colleagues corroborated this data, found 86 serious neuropsychiatric adverse events with these shots, including homicidal behaviors, psychosis, schizophrenia, suicidal ideations, violent behavior, all sorts of horrible things, depression, the brain clots, 3,000 times more likely. And you could just keep going on and on and on, delusions. So these two studies now indicate that the blood-brain barrier is becoming destroyed. The neurons are becoming destroyed. So you will literally have less brain cells. And unfortunately, we see these manifestations of these psychiatric conditions.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you this. I got a couple of questions to follow up with this because it's just like an absolute bombshell of adverse reactions to the jabs that most of us probably didn't know are taking place. We had some insight. We knew that this was causing heart issues, but the depths of this are even more significant than most even understood. I know that there was the issue of, let's just say, Pfizer forced experts to drag them into the courts to get their 55,000 pages of data that they had kind of put together, their information that they put together, and they forced them to sue. Now, I know that information was officially given over, and several experts, including Dr. Naomi Wolf, were sifting through it and finding all of these things. Was any of this known prior to the big push for Americans to get the jabs?
Yes, particularly things such as encephalitis and some of these infectious reactivation syndromes. A lot of this was already known beforehand. They knew about all of this. We have to remember that Pfizer is a criminal enterprise. You look at their track record, they have over 100 criminal penalties documented, spanning all sorts of things such as bribery, false advertising, kickback schemes, all sorts of horrible things. They've paid out over $10 billion in these criminal fines. They're not to be trusted. They fudged the trial data. They manipulated the trial data. There was fraud going on. There was 20 deaths in the original trial with their injections, with their mRNA shots. There was only 14 in the placebo group. So it literally killed more in the original trial, but they went ahead anyways. They tested all the stuff. They tested the biodistribution in rats before they rolled it to humans. They found it went to every organ system, to the brain, to the spleen, to the reproductive system, ovaries, to the heart, to the bone marrow. It went literally everywhere, but they didn't care, and they rolled it out anyways, and now the population's facing the consequences.
Yeah, and you mentioned the ovaries. You know, so many women that I know are trying to get pregnant, trying to start families with their husbands, and they're struggling. So many people, and it's shocking to me because I consider these people to be healthy, but they're having to undergo IVF, it's just something that they shouldn't have to deal with. But again, I mean, just between the jabs alone and other things that have happened, environmental toxins that we've taken in, it's no surprise that women and men are even having these issues, these infertility related issues. We're really competing up against a lot. But when it comes to these brain and spinal related adverse events, how common were these? Is this something that's a rare issue that's taking place amongst those who have taken the jab? Or is this more common than we understand?
This is much more common than we understand, because we have to remember these reports to VAERS, they're underreported by a factor of about 100.
Yeah.
So any one of these reports in VAERS, we can expect 100 times more actually occurring in the real world. And so since billions and billions of doses are given, we can expect probably at least 100,000 of these serious central nervous system adverse events among the population, probably in the millions globally for sure. Again, this is just the central nervous system, which is obviously vital, right? You don't want to be disrupting, your literal brain and spinal cord, which kind of controls, your nerves go through the spinal cord, control your entire body. You do not want that to be disrupted. But we found so many other things as well now, and all these other studies coming out. You mentioned reproductive health. A study came out by Karaman and colleagues this year. They injected mice with mRNA shots. It destroyed 60% of their non-renewable egg supply, the primordial follicles. 60%. These don't come back. And so all the other eggs are kind of spawned from these base versions into primary, secondary, tertiary. So there will be no base supply. And this is corroborated now in human data by Manichi and colleagues. With 1.3 million women in this study, they compared the vaccinated to the unvaccinated. The vaccinated women had 33% lower successful conception rates. So this is very worrisome. We see birth rates declining. They're at all-time lows now. And so this mass mRNA injection program appears to have functioned as a mass sterilization program.
Yeah, it's gut-wrenching. It really is. I remember when I was going through my issues over at Fox, when I was looking and seeking attorneys and legal experts to help me out with my battle with them, one woman who said she doesn't agree with me on my political beliefs, but she did take the jab herself, and she does believe, sadly she took it when she was pregnant, but sadly she believes that it was the reason why she was dealing with a miscarriage. She had a miscarriage just a couple of months prior to speaking to me, and she said that's the only thing that I could think of that happened. And, you know, this is the problem, right? Because we saw all these experts who said, oh, your babies are fine, you could still take the COVID jabs if you are pregnant. And now we know that they didn't have much in the way of data to prove just that, but they still pushed it on to these women who trusted them blindly. And it's just really upsetting. But it's not just that. It's also these mRNA jabs are becoming more and more widespread. It's not just COVID vaccines anymore that they're trying to kind of expand. And this has been going on for a long time now. But there's been very little in the regards to discussions about turbo cancer and what these jabs are actually doing and how they are increasing turbo cancer. I know many think that turbo, in the mainstream media especially, think that turbo cancer is a myth. But then they can't seem to explain why so many young people are developing cancer and how it's developing and how it's spreading at a very rapid pace. So I know you guys over at thefocalpoints.com have just outlined another study in regards to that. Break down how mRNA vaccines are linked to turbo cancer for us.
Yeah, well, here at the McCullough Foundation, we've already published like 5 peer-reviewed papers on the mechanisms behind this. This is a very real syndrome. So what turbo cancer is, which was already defined now in a paper by Dr. Paul Merrick. It's a real syndrome. It's not a myth like the mainstream media claims. Mm-hmm. It's these sudden onset cancers. So you get the mRNA injection and then you'll have a sudden onset or relapse of a pre-existing cancer that's usually detected at a very late stage. So it kind of progresses extremely rapidly. It's treatment resistant and it's usually these very rare cancers that appear in young individuals. And sometimes they get the diagnosis and then they die shortly thereafter because of just how aggressive these are. And so one plausible mechanism that we believe is central to this, and this has also many other implications, was we actually published last month the first peer-reviewed paper documenting the very first evidence of genomic integration of this mRNA vaccine genetic material in a human being. We had a 31-year-old woman. She developed stage 4 bladder cancer within a year of 3 mRNA shots. We looked in her circulating tumor DNA, performed what's called multi-omic analysis, transcriptomic and proteomic analysis. And we found literally within her chromosome 19, in the circulating tumor DNA, we found a 20 base pair segment of the Pfizer DNA plasmid reference sequence. And so it's this DNA is now a non-human chimeric hybrid. It goes from human to Pfizer to human. There's about a 1 in a trillion chance this was just an anomaly. And so now that we're seeing this genomic integration, we don't know how many people it's occurred in, but we suspect those at high risk of this integration are those with these turbo cancers. But then we also published another study. It was actually just accepted in a PubMed.gov journal. We actually found that these mRNA shots and those who develop cancer, they dysregulate thousands of genes, thousands, including those essential for tumor surveillance. P53 and BRCA, they're being turned off. It's allowing these cancers to propagate. Genes related to mitochondrial function are becoming disrupted. And genes related to immune function are also literally turning off.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was going to ask you this question and sorry to cut you off there. What would be the purpose? If we know that this is disrupting our genes, why would they be even continuing to develop these mRNA vaccines and then lie to the American people and pretend like they're safe?
Right. Because our public health agencies, our government, they're still captured by what we call the biopharmaceutical complex, this transnational syndicate that appears to be central in rolling out all this mRNA technology. You know, with all this evidence we have, it's absolutely shocking that they're still allowed to administer this. It's shocking we see Albert Bourla in the White House, $70 billion deal to make cancer mRNA injections to cure the cancers they caused.
Yeah.
And so this all needs to change. This has to stop fast. We have to remember 2 massive population studies just came out looking at COVID vaccines and cancer risk. Over 8.7 million people combined in these studies. They found that the mRNA shots increase your risk of 7 types of cancer. 7. Colorectal, bladder, breast, thyroid, all sorts of cancers, gastric, all these cancers are increased significantly in the vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated with these large, massive data sets. So it's clear these shots unleashed the turbo cancer epidemic.
Yeah, I think it's very obvious that this was going on. The fact that they're not slow rolling this tells me that they know there's something wrong here. I truly believe, in my opinion, that that's what's going on here, is that they know that this is happening. I mean, any big pharmaceutical company, you would hope would have our best interest, unless they are, of course, profiting off of the injuries or the long-term health issues that they're creating. And that's exactly what we're seeing unravel here. And I want to remind our audience, I think I was the first one to call out President Trump when he recently got his booster shot. The White House pushed out his health exam in an email to all of us, and it was late on a Friday evening, and I think most people are out drinking, having fun, but I, like the loser I am, sit at home and read emails that we get from the White House, and I was like, oh, what is this? He took the booster? It was absolutely jarring that he took the booster, and it's really upsetting that people around him aren't having serious conversations with him. Yesterday, we saw what happened at the White House and the Oval Office in regards to the big push to make weight loss medication cheaper. Sounds great, but we don't know the long-term effects. I know President Trump even said that he looked behind and was like, do we know if this is going to be good for people in the long term? We'll figure it out later, and we'll just put out a warning later when it happens. But that shouldn't be the case. And I think Americans need to see through that and realize that although we agree with President Trump on a lot of his policies when it comes to these big pharmaceutical companies, that he's a little, this is his blind spot, it seems like. He doesn't really understand, and it's okay to criticize him on that front. But also, he doesn't have a lot of data to kind of sift through, because I noticed when just dealing with my own personal experiences, I have family members who, one particular person who was injured due to taking the COVID vaccines. And the first round, she became very injured, and it was instant. Within 4 hours, was dealing with seizures. And, very few people wanted to discuss that. And, it was disturbing, but the doctors refused to even fill out a VAERS report. They didn't want to fill this out. Doctors are very reluctant to do that. So President Trump doesn't even understand, I think, the full scope of the injuries that are caused, because a lot of doctors are fearful of filing a VAERS report on a vaccine-injured person. Do you understand, or do you know exactly why they're so fearful in doing that? Is there something that penalizes them for filling out that VAERS report?
No, nothing penalizes them. What appears to have happened is they are now captured under mass psychosis still since 2021. We have to remember about 99% of doctors took these shots, recommended it to their patients. And so since they've given it to thousands of patients, they've taken 6 doses themselves. They can't backtrack. They can't get out of it in their mind to realize what a horrible mistake that they have made. And so they will utilize confirmation bias on all of the falsified data that the pharma companies put out and still cling to the false reality that they're safe. So that appears to be what's happening. They got to understand what's happening. They got to read these studies coming out showing all this harm. And you're right. Trump has done many great things, but when he does things like this, when he takes, gene transfer injections that are deadly, carcinogenic, and DNA altering, you know, we have to call that out. We cannot just simply ignore that.
Yeah. And I think Americans need to realize that, listen, we trust the president on a lot of issues. This just seems to be a blind side for him. And I think that clip of him yesterday that we played earlier in the show of him admitting that he doesn't know the long-term effects of these weight loss drugs that they're now making cheaper and easily accessible for the American people. I think that needs to be the soundbite that so many honest news outlets need to be blasting out there, just so people understand that although it's great that he's making pharmaceuticals inexpensive for Americans, that we need to realize that we don't know the long-term effects of these drugs. And we really need to be pushing for Americans to learn more, but also live and lead healthier lives. I think that's the big key point to all of this. Nicholas, I want to thank you for all the incredible work you guys are doing over at thefocalpoints.com. That is your Substack page, thefocalpoints.com. You're also a great follow on X. You did a great job outlining this and simplifying it for someone who is not a medical expert like myself. So we appreciate that, of course. So thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right, folks, I wanted to pull your attention in because Eric Holder just said the quiet part out loud. We're going to play the soundbite for you. It's Eric Holder apparently saying that they are, in fact, on the left, looking to expand the courts. Take a listen.
No, the point that you make there is an extremely important one. The courts have generally held, if you look at what's happening at the district court level, at the court of appeals level, doesn't matter who the president was who appointed the judge. The judges have ruled, I think, courageously and correctly. It's only when you get to the Supreme Court that you see these problems start to arise, and it's the use of this overuse of the shadow docket. You know, by taking these cases and deciding them, essentially deciding them, without hearing any oral argument, without any adequate briefing, deciding these really important matters in that way, challenges the legitimacy of the court and does an untold amount of damage to the fabric, the legal fabric of this nation. I think, you know, the reality is, and it pains me to say this, I think the Supreme Court is a broken institution. And it's something that has to be, I think, a part of the national conversation in 26 and in 28. What are we going to do about the Supreme Court? And I think that we have to think about, again, talking about the acquisition and the use of power. If there is a Democratic trifecta in 2028, and I think the possibility of that is pretty good, Supreme Court reform is something that has to be considered. Term limits, I think, at a minimum, potentially expanding the court is something I think that also should be considered. We cannot leave in place without a discussion, at least, and I think without substantive reforms being put in place, this Supreme Court as it is presently constituted.
As you just heard there, that is Eric Holder pushing to expand the court, something President Trump has been telling you about. He's been telling you that when Democrats get back in power, they're going to do just that. And Eric Holder is telling you they're going to do just that. That's the quiet part said out loud. Normally, you only hear that from people like AOC, but now Eric Holder is getting very comfortable telling the American people that that is the plan. They don't like the fact that this is a conservative Supreme Court. And so, because, well, they don't want to follow the laws of this country, they're going to put their own biased judges on the Supreme Court. President Trump, again, sounding off throughout the day on Truth Social about just terminating the filibuster. He's made it very apparent. He truly believes that if Democrats get in power, that they will also terminate the filibuster. Nothing's holding them back. But most importantly, they're going to stack the courts. Folks, Democrats are trying their very best to take over this country, the commie takeover. They do not like our election process, and they've done everything to attack it. And as you just heard Eric Holder say there, next up is stacking the Supreme Court. When they say it, listen. President Trump isn't being dramatic on Truth Social when he's telling you it's now time to terminate the filibuster. Because unfortunately, well, let's be honest here, Democrats, when they get back in power, they're going to do that. They're going to make this a top priority. They have declared war on this country. Republicans are now just starting to catch on. I don't even think they're there yet. But the reality is these people have not only spewed violence over these last few years, of course, but they have fed the radicals within their own party, people who are mentally ill. And so next up, like you heard just there, they're going to be pushing to expand the Supreme Court. They don't like it when judges rule not in their favor, because this is a communist takeover. I don't think we have anyone on the left these days that isn't going to speak out on these issues. Maybe just John Fetterman, senator from Pennsylvania. I think that's about it. I think everyone else is just cowardly and they're afraid. You know, Chuck Schumer wouldn't endorse Orrin Mandani. There was a reason for that. He knows it's getting bad in New York. He doesn't want his face anywhere near it. But it's too late. Democrats, instead of speaking out, are taking a knee to the communists that have taken over their party. And Eric Holder has been one of them for quite some time now. All right, folks, I want to remind you to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. It's 25% off site-wide right now. It is our early Black Friday Cyber Monday sale going on right now for thealexjonesstore.com. Methylene Blue is also buy one, get one free. That is only until Monday. So if you've got to stack up, now is the time. Head on over to the shop, grab some of that. Again, 25% off. You might as well just buy some great Christmas gifts for everyone on your list over at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, if you have a liberal family member like me, I mean, you have some great shirts that your liberal family members would love over at thealexjonesstore.com. Alex is up next.
Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set up the new network, all of it. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red, first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. Takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. Take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheOliveShieldStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultra Methylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, slash 25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment, midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
There is a disturbance in the force. I feel the presence of an invader.
That's right, Vader. I'm taking this Methylene Red to make it available for everyone at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
No!